Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The voters say no to Senator Joe Lieberman.
I am, of course, disappointed by the result.
With national implications.
This is a big deal.
Heavy fighting.
As Israel considers expanding its ground offensive.
And more kids get health coverage.
This is the first time we've actually seen a decrease in the number of uninsured.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The polls had foreshadowed it, and despite the enthusiasm of his supporters... Three-term Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman was beaten in the state's Democratic primary by businessman Ned Lamont. And bring them home, as the Lamont faithful chanted, became a mantra for the campaign against Lieberman's staunch backing of the Iraq War. For Lamont, it's time to change the status quo.
It's time we fix George Bush's failed foreign policy.
The what now for Lieberman? As he tells the CBS Early Show, he's going to run this fall as an independent.
This is so important a decision going forward for our future that all the voters should have that choice, and that's why I'm running.
Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano. And Barry, the Lieberman defeat was one primary race in one state, but there are national implications.
Sure, Lieberman's unique, a Northeastern Democrat who strongly supports the war, but...
The underlying trend here is pretty clear.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
In 2006, it is a burden to defend Iraq and a political assist to be opposed to it.
Even for some red state Republicans, he argues, for Democrats, the Lieberman lesson is clear, says former Connecticut Senator Lowell Weicker.
You aren't going to win anything unless you stand up and make a clear case for our getting out of Iraq.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Now, Lieberman wasn't the only Democratic primary victim. In Georgia, Hank Johnson won a runoff against Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who had a much-publicized run-in with a Capitol Police officer.
I wish the new representative for the 4th Congressional District well. Thank you very much.
More heavy fighting in Lebanon. Israeli machine guns cut loose as troops clash with Hezbollah guerrillas in the south. Amid this violent backdrop, Israel is considering whether to widen its campaign. Live to Jerusalem for the latest from CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Israel's security cabinet is expected to approve expanding the ground offensive in Lebanon after a month-long assault failed to stop Hezbollah rocket attacks. Israel plans to push up to the Litani River about 18 miles from the border. That could take heavy Israeli casualties. But Israel is poised to move because it fears that a UN ceasefire resolution will leave Hezbollah intact.
Well, hundreds of Lebanese civilians have been killed, leaving a trail of sorrow. In Beirut, CBS's Lee Cowan.
This is just one measure of the agony in Lebanon. Beirut's morgue has never been this busy. Hussein Rabadi came to identify his aunt, but he soon learned there were far more. He listed off the other family members he'd lost. 15 by the time he was done.
In Iraq, two U.S. crewmen are missing in the crash of an Army Black Hawk helicopter in Anbar province. One military specialist says brain injury from bomb blasts is the signature wound of the Iraq War, but USA Today reports congressional appropriations bills cut spending on research and treatment by half. An apple a day may keep the doctor away, but what about a can of soda? Correspondent Jim Shenevy's on the CBS Health Watch. Jim, what's the Harvard School of Public Health say?
Well, it says just one can of sweet soda per day can translate into 15 pounds of weight gain. And that's just in a year's time. In fact, the researchers say soda is a prime reason the majority of Americans are overweight. About a third of all carbohydrate calories in the American diet come from added sweeteners, and beverages account for about half of that. And, Nick, one can of soda pop has the equivalent of 10 teaspoons of sugar.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M., and this is an AM 760 local news update. Hold on to your hats. The race for Colorado's 7th Congressional District is expected to be one of the most expensive in the nation this fall. Attorney Ed Perlmutter won the Democratic Party's nomination last night to go for the seat being vacated by Republican Bob Beaupre, who's running for governor.
This is a substantial win. This is a big win. But the real win, and the reason I'm running, and the reason the people have supported me so, is because they want to see a change. They don't want more of the same.
Perlmutter beating back a fierce challenge by lawmaker Peggy Lamb to win the right to take on GOP candidate Rick O'Donnell. Perlmutter got 53% of the vote to Lamb's 38%. The third candidate, Herb Rubenstein, was far behind at 9%. Democrats nationally are salivating over the district because they think it's up for grabs. It's split evenly among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Perlmutter promising plenty of Democratic heavy hitters will come to Colorado to help raise money in his fight against O'Donnell, who ran unopposed in the GOP primary. Meanwhile, down south in the Springs, where they never met a conservative they didn't like, Doug Lamborn won the bitter six-way Republican primary in the heavily Republican 5th Congressional District, where incumbent Joel Heffley is retiring. His victory sets up a battle against former Air Force officer Jay Fawcett. While GOPers outnumber Dems 2-1, Fawcett's strong military ties could appeal to some Republican voters. That's an AM 760 local news update. I'm John M. Now with traffic, here's Aaron O'Neill.
And it's looking to be a pretty nice drive across the highways if you're just getting going here in southbound I-25. A little busier getting past 84th Avenue. We're starting to get a little crowded across the downtown area, but your speeds remain up on the high side. We don't have any early morning accidents or stalls to worry about. All that overnight construction activity wrapped up down in the tech center. And just one off-highway problem at Montview in Quebec. Sounds like they're dealing with a water main break. Montview has actually closed both directions between Quebec and Olive and Will throughout the morning. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
And this is going to be an exciting time for Democrats in the 7th Congressional District and Democrats throughout this state. So we rallied behind Ed, and I don't know about you, but I'm going to be sending Ed a little money and trying to help him out. Let's get him elected. And then also, you know, we've got the Lieberman-Lamont situation out there, too, in which Lieberman lost. He lost to Lamont. We'll talk to John Nichols about that after 9 o'clock this morning and get his take on it. He predicted, he was one of the few people that I had on the air here, John Nichols of The Nation magazine, that predicted that Lieberman would lose. Even David Sirota, yesterday when I had him on for Ed Schultz, when I had him on Ed Schultz's show, wouldn't really predict that Lieberman would lose. But Lieberman lost. He didn't lose by much, and he's going to run as an independent. I'd love to get your viewpoint on that, whether you think that that's a good idea or not. And I think that, you know, it says miles and miles and volumes about Joseph Lieberman, that Joseph Lieberman won't step aside and enable a Democrat to get that seat and respect the Democratic voters and respect the voters of his own party. He did lose by like 10,000 votes. But he's going to go ahead and push again as an independent. But you know something, this is not the first time he's pulled this, thinking only of himself. When he ran, and I'd forgotten all about this, and somebody sent me an email and reminded me of this, that when he ran with Al Gore, he didn't vacate his Senate seat, he ran there too. So he had something to fall back on in case he lost the vice presidency. Which, to me, you know, it's not something I would do. I don't know if you'd do that. I mean, I'd let my Senate seat go and put all my eggs in the basket and try to win. But this is something that you know that he did back when he ran with Al Gore. So, and you know, we look at this thing. Listen to me stumbling around here. We listen to this thing, and you know, we see that what's going on here. And does this send a message? And I think it does. I think it sends a definite message to incumbents all over this country, both Republicans and Democrats, that the war is unpopular. As a matter of fact, there is a Gallup poll out. I believe it's a Gallup poll out this morning. That 60% of the people, 60% of the people polled think the Iraq war is wrong. That's 60% of the populace. And I, you know what, for some reason I can't find that story. I don't have it in front of me, so maybe John Turk will get it for me, or we'll get it for you a little bit later on. But it's running on CNN. You can go look it up. on CNN.com. And then Cynthia McKinney lost her race in Georgia. You know, do you really care about that? I mean, as long as a Democrat wins that seat, that's all I care about. And Hank Johnson, who's an attorney, seems like a pretty capable guy. He ran on a campaign of anybody but McKinney, so we'll see how he does, and he should have no problem. So, you know, we can talk about all of this stuff this morning at 303-713-7600, and we can roil around the Lieberman situation. We're also going to talk about Bob Ney and the culture of corruption in the Republican Party and the fact that Ney has decided not to run, that he's been talked out of running by Bonnier and others, who because he faces investigation in the Abramoff situation. And we'll be talking to a woman who's got a really weird name, but she can talk about this kind of stuff. Her name is Solange Biddle Hansen, and she's the National Programs Director for the Public Campaign, and we'll talk to her coming up at 6:30. Let me go to Michael in Golden. Michael, good morning. You're on AM 760. Hi, how are you?
Jay, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's early in the morning, man. You know what? You're the first caller in the gate at 6:15 in the morning. Congratulations to you, brother.
Do I win a prize?
No, I don't have anything to give you. I'll tell you what. Next time, if I ever meet you in person, I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
Fair enough.
Okay.
With respect to Lieberman, I mean, I think what a lot of people either haven't given any thought to or aren't aware of is, you know, what I was telling John. I mean, Lieberman is just so sanctimonious and so selfish. That seat in Connecticut is a safe Democratic seat. So people's attention, people's time, people's money normally wouldn't have to go to supporting that seat and pick, you know, retaining it in November. Now you're going to have people in Connecticut and around the country that, you know, would not have gone to Connecticut, that wouldn't have sent money to Lamont or Lieberman, excuse me. And it's, I mean, it's just selfish. And, you know, you just mentioned a few minutes ago, Bob Ney in Ohio. The person that Bob Ney had self-appointed to run in his place, a woman named Joy Padgett, she's apparently not going to be able to run as a write-in candidate because Ohio, of all things, has what's called a sore loser rule.
Right.
And so, you know, I think the thing that hopefully people will do in Connecticut is take Lieberman's own voice last night saying I lost. You know, he was on CNN this morning saying I lost, and do, you know, a clevermoveon.org, something. You know, he lost. He had a chance. It was a fair campaign. The people of Connecticut and the Democrats of Connecticut wanted Ned Lamont. And the other thing, you know, Joe Lieberman is talking about is, you know, my millionaire opponent. Well, Joe Lieberman, according to the latest FEC filings, had over $12 million in his campaign war chest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see the amount of corporate money that poured into his war chest in the last week of the campaign? It was millions and millions of dollars.
Right. And it's all, you know, it's all energy. It's all, you know, pharmaceutical money. It's all special interest and lobby money. So, you know, I mean, the voters had their say. And for somebody then to be selfish and sanctimonious and say, I'm going to stay in this because I want everybody in Connecticut to be able to vote for me. And then to balance that out against, like I said, the resources that are going to go to helping Ned Lamont win that in the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and just all the resources. It's just, it's selfish, and, you know, it's just, it's sickening.
Yeah, Joe Menom cares more about Joe than he does about the Democratic Party or the state of Connecticut. Michael, thank you, man. Have a great day.
You too, Jay. Take care.
Okay. Hey, what do you mean we're breaking? I'm not ready to break yet. Thank you. I want to take one more call. Can I take one more call? I want to get my buddy Marshall on because he's got to go to work. Marshall in Arvada, go ahead. See, I hold up the whole thing just for you, man. Go.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Good.
I'm going to contact Salazar today and let him know that they need to contact Harry Reid and Joe Mentum needs to be stripped of all his committee assignments immediately because he's hurting the Democratic Party. Is this going to be like a bad divorce? I'm sorry, we got to go through it, but Joe can't realize that when, you know, democracy happens, when voters go out and vote, he can't respect that. And if he can't respect that, we can't respect him. And he needs to sit in the corner in the Senate and realize he's made a mistake and that he's going to pay for that.
I agree 100%. You know what? What you've got is a really good idea. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow through and do exactly the same thing. Lieberman should be stripped of all of his positions because you're right. He doesn't respect the Democratic Party. And as a previous caller indicated, now it's going to force the Democratic Party and it's going to force Ned Lamont to spend money where Ned Lamont wouldn't have to spend money and neither would the Democratic Party. if Lieberman would stay out of the race and would do the right thing and respect the Democratic voters of the state of Connecticut. Very great idea, Marshall. Hey, have a good day at work, brother.
Thanks.
We'll see you. All right, good idea. Yeah, let's contact Harry Reid and tell him that, you know, and so I, this means that Lieberman's out of the Democratic Party. Goodbye to Joe Menom. We'll see you later. And why shouldn't he lose all of his committee positions, as Marshall said? Because he doesn't respect the Democratic Party. He obviously doesn't respect the voters of Connecticut. And running as independent is a bad move. I mean, it's a bad, bad move. All right, 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about Joe Menom and his loss to Ned Lamont, or you want to talk about the 7th Congressional District, and this poll, 60% of Americans oppose the Iraq War. That poll is... The Opinion Research Corporation conducted the poll on behalf of CNN, and a majority of poll respondents said they would support the withdrawal of at least some U.S. troops by the end of the year. So the momentum about the war is definitely, definitely out there. It's 6:20.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale, now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That's right, Al will be here. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Good morning. It's a high of 95 today. And mostly sunny. What is this? This sounds familiar. This is Beck, but the song is, was originally done by somebody else. Yeah, somebody else has done this song, but I can't think of who it is. I want to say it's an English artist from the 60s. What was his name? Faith? No. I'll think of it before the morning's out. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. We're talking about the congressional results, the primary results, and a lot of people focusing in on Lieberman and Lamont. Let me go to Jeremy in Denver, who's hanging on. Jeremy, thanks. Boy, this is number one line. Thanks for waiting, Jeremy. Have I got you? I think I got you on.
There you go. How are you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing okay, man. I'm hanging in here. You know, I was Turk and I were talking that after I did Ed Schultz yesterday, boy, both of us stumbled out of here at like 4:15, and I was ready to crawl into bed at like 5 in the afternoon. But anyway, tell me, what's on your mind? What do you think?
Well, I'm just super excited. In fact, I'm going in for an MRI. I'm still super excited this morning over Lamont winning yesterday, because the way I saw is that his campaign really says a lot about just the stuff that progressives have set up in just the last few years. I mean, I wouldn't even known who this guy was if it wasn't for Air America and the blogs that are out there. I wouldn't known anything about this guy. And
yeah,
it turns out there's like 4,600 people the night before the primary were on MoveOn doing phone banking to people in Connecticut. That would never happen before. I think stuff like that is really what was responsible for it. And it's just really exciting to see that all this stuff's actually finally working and coming together to be, I mean, to unseat someone like Joe Lieberman is huge.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know what else it shows? I'll tell you what else it shows. It also shows something that, and I don't want to seem like I have a big ego, but I've talked about this a lot on the air, and I believe this to honestly to God be true. And that is, it shows that no matter how much money is out there for somebody like Lieberman, who got millions of dollars in the last week of the campaign from pharmaceutical companies and all kinds of, you know, special interest groups, that if you and I and everybody else bands together, and if we just send $25 or $50 and you generate it off the internet, you know what? You can make a candidate competitive. So if all of us get together and we just send Ed Perlmutter, for instance, $25, you know, we can put, you know, it doesn't make any difference how much money O'Donnell raises by having Bush come into town. I mean, we can make something happen, and this is the whole thing. We're getting together as a community. We're making things happen. Now, I would have liked to have seen Lamont win by a larger margin, but he won by 10,000 votes. I mean, we can make things happen, and I'm as excited about it as you are, man.
Yeah, I think it's huge that he went out there. And even if he lost by a couple points, I agree with Sam C. Even if he lost, it still would have said a huge thing, but this makes it so much better that he won. But, I agree. I think we need to be out there, and, you know, if you got people out in Arvada or wherever you live, you got to get out and, walk the street, pound the doors, talk to people. Get voting. I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Maxine Waters out there? Isn't that phenomenal? I think she did just a huge job in Connecticut from everything I've read and all the people that have talked, you know, reported on what she's been doing out there. She felt like she worked really hard for this guy. I think she deserves a lot of credit for that. But one other thing I wanted to touch on, too, though, is what do you think? Don't you think if Joe stays in it, isn't that going to split the Republican vote more in Connecticut? Because I think people are just going to, Democrats in Connecticut, they're going to fall behind this guy.
Well, here's theoretically what would happen. There are more independents in the state of Connecticut than there are Democrats and Republicans. So Joe Menom thinks that what he's going to do is he's going to appeal to the independents, he's going to appeal to Republicans, and there are some Republicans, some high-name Republicans, who already contacted his campaign and said they would come to Connecticut to campaign for him, and he's hoping that he can put those people together and that he can beat the Democrats, plus he can pull some Democrats with him as well, and it very well may work. I mean, it very well may work. The Republicans have kind of a weak candidate, and Connecticut, for the most part, is a very liberal state, so we'll have to see. But he's not going to get the support of anybody in the Democratic Party, with the exception of a few of his friends. I think our own Ken Salazar said that he would hang with Lieberman. Christopher Dodd will help him out, of course, but he won't get any of the party support, and most of those people will turn their backs on him. He very well could pull it off and could win as an independent. That might be a winning strategy for him, but let's see what kind of race that Ned Lamont runs, and let's see what all of us do in regards to Lamont, because what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to do the same thing again, which is one of the things, you know, and I realize you can't spend money on everything. I mean, you know, but once again, you know, you take some weekend, and instead of going out and doing something, you stay home, watch some old movies, and send Ned Lamont $25 and send Ed Perlmutter, you know, $25 and contribute what you can, Because that's the biggest thing that, Ned Lamont's going to need, is he's going to need to have a bigger campaign war chest, because Lieberman has got a lot of money left over. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. Jeremy, Lieberman had so much money that yesterday he was running 2- and 3-minute television commercials on Connecticut TV, which cost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not even just commercials. I think, you know, the phone bank thing, I think, was a huge thing. So, you know, anybody listening, I think it's important, even if you just spend one day a week, you know, go and doing phone calls. MoveOn's got this thing set up now where you can do phone banking. There's a place called Telefund downtown where you can call for the DNC. There's all different things. You can go out, walk streets. All these websites that are on there, see the Democracy for America, Air America website, all this stuff you can go on, and there's links to volunteer. So even if you don't have the money, you can get out there and do something that helps just as much, you know?
Yeah, well, we just got to get it together. Whatever way you can contribute, we just got to muscle up. Hey, Jeremy, where are you going? Are you going in for an MRI?
Yeah, I got a shoulder that pops out of socket, so I got it. They're going to look at it. I guess it's a pretty long ordeal where you're just laying in there for a good long time.
Yeah, it's a pain in the rear, but it's not that bad. You know, the worst thing about it is it's just boring. But, Jeremy, hang in there, man, and I hope you feel better, and I hope they figure out what's going on with your shoulder. And thanks for calling, getting up this morning, and being part of the show. Hope you'll call again.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Take care.
All right. Well, MRIs are a pain in the rear. 6:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to talk about Bob Ney. We're going to talk about public financing of campaigns. We're going to do all that with Solange Biddle Hansen coming up here in just a few minutes. And we'll take more of your phone calls, too, about the primary results. Aaron O'Neill, okay, so now, this morning, university was closed.
Oh, it was?
Shut down.
I'm sorry.
Did I ever tell you about now, you know what, stop me if I've, and maybe people are going to go like, oh, God, there he goes again, he's talking about it again. Did I ever tell you about the time I drove on I-25 when it was closed?
Ooh. No, you didn't.
Because there was a little gap in the on-ramp there at university, and I didn't realize, I thought, well, you know, the sign must be wrong. So I drive up the on-ramp, I hear this guy yelling at me, hey, you! And I'm on 25 when it's supposed to be closed.
Yeah, did they chase you down?
No, I got off. I got off of Colorado Boulevard. But anyway, I assume they have that open now, and I assume all the cones are once again up, and everything's cool.
Everything's cool this morning. In fact, it's been kind of tame so far if you just headed out to the highways. We are seeing our usual slowdowns now. Southbound I-25 especially busy off that north end from 104th to 84th Avenue. And we're starting to crowd up a little bit across the downtown area, but as far as I-25 through T-Rex, both north and southbound, up to speed. A little backed up now, southbound 225, that approach to I-25, but that's about it. We're still in great shapes on our eastbound routes and probably will be through the morning thanks to the cloud cover. And we have that closure off the highways of Montview. It's closed both directions in between Quebec and Olive. They've got quite a big hole dug there as they're trying to repair a water main break. So expect that. Looking at your weather today, it is going to be partly cloudy and another hot one. Highs up around 95. Few isolated afternoon thundershowers expected through. And we're at 68 right now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well qualified by...
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain.
call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Introductory rate, and then they jack it on you. And you know as well as I do that federal oversight of this and regulation is disgusting. I mean, they just don't do their job. So, you know what, if you're buried under with these things and you just can't get them paid off, you need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this great offer, 5.99% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, and it's offered only by the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and the best service, even if you've had credit problems, and there's a lot of us who have. Even if you've had credit problems, you can still get a great fixed-rate mortgage. So call the mortgage store now, 303-423-7171. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too, so it fits your schedule. It's fast, it's easy. And you know what? The interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible, but the interest on your credit card simply are not. So call the loan consultants at the mortgage store. Their number, let me give it to you again, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. Don't spend another second worrying about your debt, worrying and staying up at night, and worrying about how you're going to meet your payments. Because if you got a house, you need the mortgage store, and they'll fix it for you.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone, and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Vision, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, get those lawyers, guns, and money, because, man, somebody's going to need it before the day's out. 6:36, 36 minutes after 6. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. We're going to join Solange Beidel Hansen. She's a national program director for the Public Campaign. And we're going to discuss the Bob Ney situation and the corruption that's going around on Capitol Hill. And Solange, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
Did I say your name right?
You did.
Oh, my God. Now people are shocked. I never get anybody's name correct. I'm just
have a scorcher out there, too. 95 degrees today. Whew.
Yeah, it's going to be 95. Well, where are you?
I'm in Maryland. I'm in Garrett Park, Maryland.
Well, how hot is it going to be there?
About 80, 84 today.
Okay, don't brag. All right, don't brag. All right, let's talk about Bob Ney. Bob Ney's not going to run, and one of the things I heard was is that he was talked to by David Bonnier, and David Bonnier kind of convinced him that, you know what, if you run and then if you get indicted and, you know, this thing unfolds, I mean, you won't be able to make money out of office, so the best thing for you to do is not run. But Bob Ney is just the tip of the iceberg of this stuff that's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Actually, Bob Ney is the third to have to go this year so far after being tied to the convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. He was identified as representative number one in Jack Abramoff's January plea agreement. But I don't want to also forget, you know, DeLay resigned from Texas, and
right.
Hugh Cunningham from California also resigned. There are other legislators that are tied to Abramoff as well, and look at Ralph Reed in Georgia, who lost his election last week for lieutenant governor. Other lawmakers caught up in the Abramoff scandal include Representative J.D. Hayworth, Republican in Arizona, and Richard Pombo from California, and John Doolittle in California.
Also Jerry Lewis, too, in California. Isn't he caught up in this, too?
That's right, Jerry Lewis as well. So it's really pervasive throughout Congress right now, and as the elections come up, more and more members are getting pressure to either endorse a comprehensive set of reform efforts that will clear up a lot of the scandal that's going on involving money in politics, or if they're caught up in the Abramoff scandal, they're being encouraged to resign. The various parties really can't endure and sustain whatever membership they have with the respective parties on the Hill if they have members that are embattled in intense re-election battles.
You know, I call them Bonyards, not right, it's John Boehner. I don't know what's wrong with me this morning, but John Boehner, you know, they claimed that, this Congress claimed that that it adopted, you know, rules to put an end to this kind of stuff, but they really didn't, did they?
Oh, no. The rules that we've been seeing in the news pertain to a very small amount of lobbying, and they're rules that are trying to reform the lobbyists that go on Capitol Hill. That in no way would have any impact on the amount of money that exchanges hands from corporations that donate heavily to these reelection efforts. And if we don't sever the tie between corporate money and legislators, I mean, who exactly are the legislators beholden to? They're beholden to the people that, you know, are helping them, you know, retain their jobs every 2 years or every 6 years in the Senate. And we really need to sever that tie, that connection, so that legislators can do what they're elected to do, which is represent their constituents.
I think Lieberman is kind of a good case example of this. If you look at his campaign contributions, within the last week of the campaign, millions of dollars poured in for him. A lot of it was corporate money, pharmaceutical money. I mean, there's a real good example of where he has his huge war chest, and a lot of that money came from these special interest groups that have access to grind and want to influence legislation. There's a good example right there, don't you think?
The Lieberman election, the election in Connecticut, is a good example of how all candidates running for the U.S. Senate seat in Connecticut signed a voter pledge to clean up how politics are run and endorse making elections fair by establishing campaign spending limits and supporting public funding. All candidates, Ned Lamont, Lieberman, the Republican candidate, and the Green Party candidate, all signed this pledge. So I think they really realized how important it is to voters that we clean up this, you know, the taint of scandal and the pervasiveness of corruption that's going on the Hill right now.
I think the only way to get this stuff done is public financing of campaigns. How do you feel about public financing? How does your group feel about public financing of campaigns?
Well, we completely support public financing of campaigns. This is what I work to do throughout the states, and we're also working on Capitol Hill. We have a bill on the House side that's sponsored by Congressmen Tierney and Grijalva that would establish public financing for all House elections. And there's also a bill coming out in the Senate that would establish public financing for all Senate elections. But in the states, public financing is it's very popular as a reform movement around the states. Going back to Connecticut is the most recent state that just passed public financing last year. It didn't hurt that the former governor was in prison for accepting, campaign contributions, illegal campaign contributions. And various government contracts being caught up in that type of scandal. But for those that haven't heard about what is public financing, we hear this all the time, public financing is a way for candidates to run a competitive campaign for people who want to run on issues rather than running after special interest group cash. And under the system, candidates for office are required to collect a specific number of small contributions, typically $5, prove that they have the support in their community to run. And once they reach a certain threshold of voter contributions and voters that have signed that they support that candidate, then they can stop fundraising and they receive a public grant to run a competitive campaign for office. And Clean Elections is the law in not only Arizona, but Maine. I'm sorry, not only Connecticut, but Maine and Arizona. And for judicial races in North Carolina, four other states and two cities have adopted clean elections for some of all of their races: New Jersey, New Mexico, Vermont, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Portland, Oregon.
See, I think you could do it on a federal basis by doing it two ways. Number one, by having that law where you'd have to reach a threshold. Then the other side of it is going to broadcast outlets such as this one and the rest of them around the spectrum, minus all commercial broadcasts, all licensee holders, and saying to them, all right, you've got to give a certain amount of time to these candidates, whether they want to run, commercial spots or whether they want to get on or whatever the case may be, so that if you gave them time, there wouldn't be that, you know, rush to be able to have to spend on media. And, of course, broadcast entities would lose some money. That's true. But they're required by federal law to charge the lowest rate anyway. So, you know, if you had all that working in conjunction, then you wouldn't, if you wanted to run, you wouldn't need to go out and have to, you know, court, shake the big money tree and in return do favors. I mean, I had Richard Durbin once tell me on the air, quite honestly and candidly, that if I called him as a constituent, because I was living in Illinois at the time, and AT&T called him, and AT&T had given him X amount of dollars towards his campaign, whose call would he take first? He told me he'd take AT&T's.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. Of course he has to. That's where his campaign contribution. And basically, it's the same as saying if your boss calls you and, you know, your neighbor calls you, who are you going to call back first? Your boss. The AT&T would hold the money, and they would write the big check, and so he would have to call them back and find out, you know, what they needed. And instead of doing the work of the citizens, what if you had a serious problem that you needed him to address? I mean, and I have the utmost respect for Senator Durbin. He does really good work. But
oh, yeah, he's a good guy. I mean, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying that he was, you know, an incredible amount of candor on his part. Before we run out of time here, explain exactly what public campaign is and to talk a little bit about that and how people can get involved with your group.
Oh, wonderful. Public campaign, we're a very small organization. We're located in Washington, D.C., but we have offices throughout the states. We do state-based and federal-based legislative campaigns to promote public financing of elections. And really, we call it clean money, clean elections, to clean up the money and politics connection. We are a small grassroots organization. We encourage people all over the United States to become involved. You can go to our webpage, www.publiccampaign.org, to find out more about clean elections and how to get involved specifically in your state. You're in Colorado, and there are efforts in Colorado to bring about clean elections. I know Common Cause has been working very hard to start a clean elections campaign right there in your state. And there are just a lot of activities going on all around the country. Students are activists, and they help to support public financing and bring about change. Labor organizations, women organizations, all types of communities, communities of color, churches get involved to really restore politics back to the people and get people, regular, ordinary, working class people, to run for public office, and public financing makes that possible. You don't have to be a millionaire to run for office under a public financing system. You just have to have a very strong show of support in your community by people giving you $5 to show that, you know, you can run, and then and wonderful things happen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm behind it 100%. So, Lawrence, thank you so much for being on the program. And if we had more time, I'd love to get into your days with Arlen Specter, but maybe we'll save that for next time. Solange,
we're out of time.
Yeah, we are. Solange Beidel Hansen, right? Did I say your name right?
You did. Thank you.
Congratulations to me. Okay, stay cool there in Maryland and in Washington, D.C., and we'll have you on the program again.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, thanks. All right. I'm definitely for public campaign financing. By the way, coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll have Jay Fawcett, who's going to talk about Lamborn, who he's going to face in his race down there in the Springs. And at 7:20, the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter, will be on the phone, and we'll congratulate him and talk to him. At 6:47, if you want to talk about the primary results, Lieberman versus Lamont, the 7th Congressional District, the 5th Congressional District, if you want to talk about any of that stuff, 303-713-7600. It's a great morning.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-889-8896. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
The following Zantac commercial is speed captioned for those who need things fast.
Zantac quickly relieves or prevents your toughest heartburn.
Zantac heartburn prevents, relieves.
And now look for specially marked packages for the Zantac Need for Speed Instant Win game.
Zantac game, instant win.
Win a Ford Mustang, a trip for two to Talladega Super Speedway, and meet me, AmeriQuest Racing driver Greg Biffle.
Win, car, trip, Biffle.
The Zantac Need for Speed Instant Win game.
Enter, repeat, enter.
Use as directed, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Official rules at ZantacFast.com or participating stores. Game ends 12:30:06 or when game pieces are exhausted.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're going to send this one out to Joe Menom this morning. Joe Lieberman, man, this one's for you, Joe. Wherever you might be, probably in bed.
Born under a bad sign.
Yeah, I supported the Iraqi War, and look what happened to me. 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 95. I want to congratulate Ed Perlmutter, too. He's the Democratic nominee in the 7th Congressional District, and now it's time for us to rally around him, and we'll be talking to him at 7:20 this morning. Let's go to Sheila in Bailey. Sheila, hi, you're on AM 760. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How
good
are you?
Good morning. Just fine. You know, I'm the volunteer coordinator for Bill Winter.
Oh, good.
I went out to see go see Ed last night. It was a very nice moment. Ed will be there next week at the Warner event for Bill. If you go to our website, BillWinterForCongress.com, you can read all about that.
Yeah, we're talking to Warner next week. We'll have him on the show.
Great. And another thing, we need canvassers. It's so important for people to volunteer for these campaigns. If you can't spend the money, you can spend some time. If you can spend 2-3 hours a week, that's what we need. Now, in the Bill Winter campaign, we really need to get people out there in force. I've been so surprised lately with my phone bankers to find out that people didn't know who Bill Winter was.
Wow.
In CD6, and it really upset me. So I'm trying to get an army out there to get out there and knock on some doors. So if you can go to the website today, sign up to volunteer, email me at volunteer@winnerforcongress.com. I'm doing phone banking for people. They're doing phone banking at home. They're doing phone banking in the office. We have a new plan called Green Phone Bank for people who can't afford gas.
Mm-hmm.
And we will email you a phone banking list and a script and talk to you. We're trying to do an instant messaging online while you're online phone banking. You can get support. It's kind of a new inventive idea that we've come up with to get some more people involved. So please, you know, if people, you know, it's so important on all these campaigns, on Angie's campaign, on Ed's campaign, on Jay's campaign, to please volunteer. You know, give every moment of your time you can, because that's the best part of these campaigns, is going one-on-one and that personal touch of people talking to people.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that. All right, so if people want to sign up and help Bill or sign up and help Ed, they just go to their websites, right?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, and there's a volunteer. You know, click on volunteer and sign up and do it today if you can. It'll be great. And you can email me, too. It's volunteer@winnerforcongress.com.
And what's your feeling about Bill and Ed's chances?
Oh, I think Bill's got a great chance. Bill's a very dynamic, amazing person, and there's a lot of people getting behind him now. You know, and I just think it's just getting the word out there now and getting those unaffiliated. You know, and I know those Democrats are going to vote for him. It's getting those unaffiliated people to know who he is, go to an event, listen to him speak, see what he stands for, and I think that's the turning point.
Yeah, and I think Ed's gonna beat O'Donnell too.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I was standing outside, and one of O'Donnell's people came in with a little letter. I'm real interested. Ask Ed what that letter said.
Oh, you want me to ask him what the O'Donnell letter said?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to find out. I'm sure it was just a congratulations. But that was a brave woman that walked into that group of people with that O'Donnell T-shirt on.
Did she get booed, or did everybody clap, or did
that? No, they just all looked at her and went, ooh, O'Donnell? I mean, I think it was kind of a shocker just
yeah.
to see her walk through the crowd.
Yeah, well, I love Ed's quote this morning in the Denver Post about how O'Donnell challenged him to an immediate debate and said that, you know, he'd like to have a debate a week for the next 12 weeks. And Ed said, well, you know, I really don't know because I got to get my daughter off to college, and that's something that O'Donnell wouldn't know anything about considering he doesn't have any kids. I thought that was like a great line, you know, and it's really true. I mean, the guy is like a family man, so he's going to take time out.
That's right. It's called real life.
Yeah, it's, you know, he's going to take time out, and he's not some, you know,
right.
He's not some guy who doesn't know what it's like to have a family and be involved in a community. And, you know, maybe I hope the first thing Ed asks O'Donnell is about his stance on Social Security. I'm sure the district would love to know that this guy wanted to destroy Social Security at one point.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think it's all going to come out. You know, and I think it's great that they want a debate. I wish Tancredo would call Bill and want a debate.
You know what? He's too busy trying. You know what Tancredo's doing is he's too busy getting on national TV pushing himself. And, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see if he decides to go to New Hampshire and Iowa and play around in the Republican primary.
I think he's running for president.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many days he spends in the district. I'd really like to know how much time he spends in his own district caring about his own people.
He cares about his people, huh?
Yeah, right. Sheila, you know what? Congratulations. And you know what?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. And feel free to call in and ask for volunteers on Bill's behalf anytime.
We really need them, and it'd be great if people would sign up today and we could get those canvassers out there and those fund bankers and get the word out that Bill Winter's running against Tom Tancredo.
All right, okay? So go to the website, go to Bill Winter's website, or they can email you at where?
At volunteer@winnerforcongress.com.
Okay. Sheila, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. Yeah, Bill Winter's a good guy, man, and he's got to beat Tancredo. We got to get a Democratic sweep here in Colorado. And if you're an independent, because we do have some independents listening to the show, and if you live in the 7th Congressional District, or if you live in Bill Winter's Congressional District, you know, any of these places, if you live down in the Springs and you're listening, you know, check these folks out. Check out Jay Fawcett. Check out Ed Perlmutter. Check out Angie Piccioni. Check out Bill Winter. Check out the people that are running. Check out their records. Check out their views. And I think you'll see the Democrats offer the best choice in 2006.
Got Jay Marvin on AM 760.
get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Get started for free. It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Trish Regan in Hartford, Connecticut. Senator Joe Lieberman lost the primary to Ned Lamont, but he's not giving up his fight. Today, Lieberman is filing to run as an independent in the general election.
This is an important and exciting opportunity for me.
He will be running against the man that won last night, political novice Ned Lamont. Basically, this race came down to one single issue, the war in Iraq. Connecticut voters basically said they had had enough of the war and therefore enough of Senator Joe Lieberman and his support for it. Their vote for Ned Lamont was not so much a vote for Lamont as it was a vote against Joe Lieberman.
I'm Barry Bagnato live in Washington.
For Joe Lieberman, this was a perfect storm.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
A heavily Democratic state, very strongly anti-Bush and very strongly anti-Iraq.
But he issues storm warnings for Republican candidates, too, as important congressional elections approach.
Even red states are becoming anti-Iraq war.
I'm Barry Bagnato live in Washington. Now here's Frank Settapani.
Israeli troops may be ordered to move deeper inside Lebanon. Live to CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Robert, any word yet on whether that decision's been made?
No, Frank. Israel's security cabinet has been meeting for 6 hours, 2 hours longer than planned. But the cabinet is expected to approve a wider ground offensive in South Lebanon in an attempt to stop Hezbollah rocket attacks. Officials warn that could cause more Israeli casualties. Israel won't comment on Arab reports that 11 soldiers were killed in South Lebanon today.
And there's breaking news from Iraq. American military officials have just announced the arrest of four men in the kidnapping earlier this year of Christian Science Monitor reporter Jill Carroll.
I'm here, I'm fine, please just do whatever they want.
Carroll was kidnapped last January. She was held until the end of March. Determined to buy American? Well, more companies are making it possible. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Well, here's the idea, Frank. Offer customers a choice. If they want something cheaper, well, you have a product made in China or India where the labor savings translate into a lower price. But also offer the same product or something similar made in America. That way, if the customer is determined to support the U.S. labor force or just wants to be patriotic, well, they can be. It's happening in everything from car parts to pharmaceuticals, but be prepared to pay more for products made in the USA.
In Columbus, police are holding former Ohio State football star Maurice Clarett for allegedly throwing his weight around during a traffic stop early this morning. The police say they had to use mace to subdue Clarett because the bulletproof vest he was wearing kept a stun gun from working. The police allegedly found four loaded guns inside Clarett's SUV. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up now 6.5 points. This is CBS News.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and a retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
CompUSA email bag.
Jesse emails, Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse. $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale, where we got it, we get it.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited. Store visit required. See store for details.
Morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The smoke is finally cleared in the 7th Congressional District, and attorney Ed Perlmutter is the last man standing. Perlmutter winning the three-way race for the Democratic nomination to replace Bob Beaupre in Congress, handily beating Peggy Lamb and Herb Rubenstein. Perlmutter wasted no time going on the offensive against his Republican opponent in November's election, Rick O'Donnell, tarring him with the George Bush brush.
You could see it with the president and Rick looking admiringly at one another as they got off of Air Force One. It's just more of the same. There is no real debate. There is no change. And that's going to be the discussion we're going to have for the next 90 days.
The 7th District race is expected to be one of the most expensive in the nation as Democrats see a good chance of taking the seat away from the Republicans. Perlmutter is expected to bring in a lot of Democratic heavyweights to aid in that battle. Down south, it was a bitter and close primary in the 5th Congressional District to replace retiring Joel Heffley. State Senator Doug Lamborn edging out ex-Heffley congressional aide Jeff Crank 27% to 25%. There were six GOP candidates competing for that nomination. Lamborn will now face Democrat Jay Fawcett in November in a district where GOPers outnumber Dems 2-1, and they've never elected a Democrat. That's your AM 760 local news update. I'm John M. Here's Aaron O'Neill with traffic.
And the backups on the highway so far this morning, pretty standard stuff here with southbound I-25 seeing the most slowdowns from 104th to 84th. It's going to stay busy as you get across the downtown area. However, northbound I-25 rolling wide open coming up through the tech center. Southbound 225 now backing up from Yosemite down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. We're seeing eastbound I-70 slow up on that approach to I-25. So you work yourself out towards Brighton. Boulder Turnpike heavier around Federal and Pecos. And 270 really loaded up across Commerce City. Couple issues off the highways. Lights flashing red at Sheridan and Dartmouth. Treat that as a four-way stop. Also, Montview is going to be closed for the rest of the morning because of a water main break. This is in between Quebec and Olive. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Highs up around 95 with a few isolated late afternoon thundershowers. We're at 69 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor by visiting ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. For more information on organ and tissue donation and to sign up, go to ColoradoDonorRegistry.org.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 95, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. We're concentrating this morning on the primary results, and things have finally shaken themselves out down in the Springs in CD5, and we're going to talk to the Democratic candidate down there, Jay Fawcett, who is running for Congress. And Jay, good morning, and welcome to AM 760. It's good to have you back on the air.
Jay, it's great to be here with you this morning. I got to tell you, I'm still pumped, man.
What a great day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday. And
let me
get your, before we start talking about your race, let me get your reaction to first of all, the Lieberman-Lamont situation, and what's your feeling about that?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that it came down to a single issue within the party. But, you know, Senator Lieberman just didn't read it, and I'm surprised he didn't, and I'm saddened. And anytime you have a fight like that with somebody of Senator Lieberman's stature, it's just not good for the party, and I don't think it's necessarily good for the country.
But is it something
the voters get to decide here, man?
Is it something, though, that you think needs to happen? I mean, do we need to have this happen? I mean, does this have to happen every so often, particularly on something as cutting as Iraq?
Well, I think what's happened here is that the people of this country are frustrated because we have a rubber-stamp Congress that's not forcing the president to define where he's going. And as you probably know, I called for the resignation of Rumsfeld yesterday because I understand chain of command and chain of command responsibilities. And something's got to change. Now, I'm not smart enough or wise enough to know if it has to be Joe Lieberman. I think it's Don Rumsfeld that's got to change and get out of there.
Well, I would agree. I would agree with you on that. I think Donald Rumsfeld should have gone a long time ago. All right, let's talk about your race.
Well, the day started really well yesterday. We had Jack Murtha max out on his contribution to the campaign, which was just awesome. You know, he's joining some great Americans like Hugh Shelton, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was about 100 yards away from me in the next helicopter over on our assault into Iraq back in the first Gulf War. And then Wes Clark, by the way. Big kudos to you. Wes Clark was very impressed with your interview. I'm not going to try to speak any more for him, but good job, man.
Well, thank you. I'd like to see him run again.
Well, you know, he's doing the politician thing. He's not ruled it out, and he's not said he's going to, but he did a great job with that. And, you know, the day just kept getting better. And I got to tell you, I have the best staff in the universe and surrounding counties working tirelessly. And we're a pretty frugal campaign, so it's not a very big staff, but we just kept working through the day, and it's great. It ended up just absolutely phenomenal. And here's what I'm just not going to put up with anymore. You know, when I started this campaign, it was, well, you might win if Heffley retires. Heffley retired. Well, you know, no Democrats ever raised money. They were raising money. We beat them on the first quarter. We hung with him on the second quarter. Well, but you know, Lionel Rivera is probably going to win. He has the best name recognition. Jay, Lionel came in fifth last night.
Yeah, he didn't win.
Came in fifth. I beat him. You know, and then it was, well, you know, Jeff Crank is... Hey, Jeff Crank didn't win. It's Doug Lamborn. So I am way over this perfect storm thing. The only thing lacking in the perfect storm is Democrats convincing themselves that we can win this, and we're going to win this thing. This is Doug Lamborn. This is a guy whose own party can't get along with him. And look at what happened last night down here. I don't know if you saw all the results. Bentley Rayburn retired from the Air Force in April. He comes out here, he starts a campaign, and he comes in third. That's telling me that the local Republican Party is ready for a change. And they didn't get it. They got dissed. You know, the extremists, the radical Republicans basically snubbed their nose at the realistic Republicans and said, "You know, go away."
But didn't they have like a fest down there between the six of them about who could be the most extreme right and like who was the most anti-gay, the most anti-woman choice? I mean, all the wedge issues and didn't that primary amount to like who could run the farthest to the right down there?
Well, with the exception of John Anderson, you just described five of the six candidates, Jay, and you summed it up nicely. That was what they were running. Now, the other thing I'm just really over is the media down here declaring that whoever wins the Republican primary is the next congressman going to Washington.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that
wrong,
this morning.
Wrong, wrong. You know, TV stations don't get to choose who goes to Congress. The voters do. And we got the voters with us on this one. Even Rivera's polls showed 6 weeks out from this primary, 37% of the Republicans were undecided. He only polled Republicans, Jay.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 37% is pretty impressive, pretty good.
We're going to give those people a place to go. because we're reaching out not just to Democrats, but to the Republicans and independents that want to see solutions in Washington and not a rubber stamp lockstep. Gee, we love the president. He's a great guy. Let's do whatever he wants. That's not Congress's job. And we did this last night. We had no GOTV, no get out the vote, for those of you that are still learning the political jargon like I am. We didn't do any media. We've been very frugal in this campaign because 89 days out, we're on the attack. And we still came in second in the absentee ballots, and I came in with more votes than Rivera. And that's
now,
decided, you know, down here they were saying was the, you know, well, you know, Rivera's got great name recognition. Yeah, apparently he did. Everybody recognized his name, and they didn't like it.
Now, are you going to do media? Are you going to have money for media? Because that's important, and are you raising enough money? You say you're ahead. You're beating all these guys in fundraising, but, of course, now that the Republicans will, or what's left of them, will coalesce around Lamborn, are you worried at all about money, Jay?
Well, I haven't met a politician yet that tells you he's got enough money for his campaign. But with Doug Lamborn running, you know, my challenge to the Democrats, not just here in the 5th District, not just in Colorado, but across the nation, is to say, look, we have an opponent here who I can just absolutely take. Jay, this is a guy whose own party doesn't like working with him in Denver. How the heck is he going to get along in Washington? So I think that's going to give us a tremendous boost and get us the money that we're going to need to go on the attack with the media, electronic media, as well as print and radio.
Have you challenged him to a debate?
Oh, absolutely. I told these guys early on. You know, it's kind of funny when Jeff Crank wanted to debate one-on-one. I said, well, that's fine. I'll debate anybody, anytime, anywhere. The only thing I think, though, is that Jeff, you know, you got five other guys with you in this race. I think they ought to be invited to any debate we have before the primary. And after the primary, whoever wins, name the place. You know, I was out of focus on a family last Monday. We had a forum out there. And one of the guys stood up and said that the Gulf War was an act of genius on the behalf of the president because it's going to give us a base from which to spread the gospel through the rest of Southwest Asia.
Oh, Lord.
What's up with that?
Oh, Lord. Boy, is that misguided. That's totally,
you know,
completely
nobody
misguided.
Nobody disagrees with him. Nobody disagrees with him.
Well, obviously you did, right?
Well, I just said, look, the president hasn't defined what he's trying to do in Iraq. That's the bottom line here.
All right, quickly, because I'm almost out of time here. Is Iraq the number one issue for you down there?
You know, I have six major issues that keep popping up. Iraq is one of them. Immigration hits it. But, you know, the basic person wants to know why we're in Iraq, and they also want to know why Congress isn't solving problems ranging from health care to supporting the veterans. And, Jay, I want to leave you with one thought here. You know, when we would go out to fight, to learn how to dogfight when I was flying fighters, the flight lead would get everything organized. And once everything was ready, he would say, fight's on. I'm the flight lead on this mission. Fight's on, Jay. Fight's on.
All right, plug your website.
Fawcett4Congress.com. F-A-W-C-E-T-T, the digit 4Congress.com. And you know what? If we wake up the day after this election and I don't get this by 200 votes, the only people we have to blame is the Democrats in the state because I'm out there, fight's on.
All right, man. Well, you know what? We'll be in touch with you, and we'll be keeping track of things, and we'll have you on plenty of times. And I urge everybody to get behind your campaign and support you. And once again, you know, $25, $50, whatever you can send, or if you're in that area, volunteer to help Jay win down there in the Springs. Jay Fawcett, thank you so much, man, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Jay. Take care, man.
All right, we'll talk to you. Thank you, Jay. That's Jay Fawcett from CD5. Who's got a good competitive race going on down there, despite what the mainstream media wants to call it. And get involved if you're down there, man. Or, you know, send them some bucks if you're up here. But get involved in that campaign. All right, coming up next, the next congressman from CD7, Ed Perlmutter. We'll talk to him coming up at 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. And we'll also take some of your calls, too, on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're starting to see some pretty good backups getting across Aurora this morning. Southbound 225 loaded up from Colfax, getting down towards Mississippi, and then that approach to Yosemite. You'll find brake lights that carry all the way down to I-25. Now, as far as the I-25 drive itself, both north and southbound, actually rolling clear in between downtown and the tech center. So that's South Bend I-25 drive. That's that stop and go from 104th to 84th and across the downtown area. Still in great shape. Eastbound C-470. If you're getting across Highlands Ranch, 6th Avenue, still not looking too bad on that drive in from Lakewood. But 270 is a loaded up drive approaching I-76, getting down past York. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy skies and much hotter. Up around 95 for a high with a few isolated afternoon thundershowers. Right now we're at 72 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With Jeep, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Jeep vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
719, 19 minutes after 7. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what? If your roof was damaged by some of the severe weather from a couple of months ago, or if you need roofing done, you got to go to XL Roofing. You can depend on XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof and Tommy needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. Now, they work with all major insurance companies, and they'll make sure that you don't get ripped off. Let me give you some background on these guys. First of all, proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. A dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. I mean, they watch everything that goes on. And here's the biggest thing. No payment until you're satisfied. Till the job's done and you're satisfied. You don't pay them. Now, you know what? Who else is going to give you that kind of a deal? These guys are great, and I don't know why you'd want to go to anybody else. If you need roofing done, XL Roofing, they're the people to talk to. So call them at 303-761-6400 or check them out on the internet at xlroofing.com.
Meet Scott and Judy, two local business owners.
Building my construction business has been a real adventure. A bit scary at times, but definitely worth the trip.
I'm proud that my health clinic has helped lots of people, but sometimes it's me that needs a little help with my business.
Scott and Judy want what's best for their businesses, so it's only natural that they surround themselves with people who care as much as they do. That's why business owners like them want Citywide Banks at their side. For more than 40 years, we have helped local businesses like yours by listening to you and providing the financial tools and advice you need when you need them. Ask any of our business clients and they'll tell you Citywide Banks has been there for them every step of the way. They'll also tell you we're the first in line to shake their hand when it's time to celebrate.
Citywide Banks really cares about my clinic, and that's why they're the right bank for my business.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 95, mostly sunny skies. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and the let's say hello to the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District. Here's Ed Perlmutter. And, Ed, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you very much. From your lips to God's ears, I'm going to win this thing, so I am going to be the next congressman.
Yeah, you are, and we're going to help you every inch of the way. And I don't want to talk about the primary because then now that's over with. And I know you're tired. I know you're exhausted. But just get a few thoughts from you about the general election. First of all, I noticed that this morning in the Denver Post, O'Donnell is already trying to have it both ways and saying, well, you know, I respect the president, but I differ with him on many issues. I mean, here's a guy who had George W. Bush come to town and raise money for him, and now he's trying to tell us that he differs on several issues with him?
Well, forget about just the president. He's had Dick Cheney, five members of the cabinet, the Speaker of the House. These guys are joined at the hip. There is no question about it. He's going to try to put distance between himself and the administration and distance between himself and the Republican Congress, and we aren't going to let him. Your listeners can't let him. You can't let him. I know you won't let him, but we've got to hold this guy accountable. You know, he was a Newt Gingrich speechwriter. He's been in Owens' cabinet for the last 6 years. He, you know, he's just more of the same, and we've got to have a change.
We desperately need a change in Washington, and I think you're the man to make that change happen. you're going to hold his feet to the fire on this. Also, what about his the Social Security white paper that he wrote about how Social Security should be destroyed? I wonder how that's going to go over in the district.
Well, it's going to go over terribly, I think. He said that Social Security was un-American, and that's after people have paid in as part of their paycheck for years and years and years. He wants to abolish Social Security, and I think he's going to have a rude awakening come Election Day on November 7th because people don't agree with that. I don't think they're going to agree with his deciding to stand next to the president on that stem cell research veto, which had promise for so many people in the 7th Congressional District in Colorado and across the country. And, you know, he has yet to put anything up on his website, even though he's been running for a year, about Iraq. Nothing.
Wow. That's incredible. That's one of the biggest things facing this country right now.
You bet it is. And it's costing us a fortune in money. It's costing us in lives and in injuries to our people. You know, we had the one guy who came back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know, a few days ago. They were reporting on it in the paper, maybe on your show. And the president would like to ignore it. Rick would like to ignore it. They can't. It is a huge issue for this country.
Yeah, you know what? It certainly is. All right, you're going to take some time off because obviously you've just gone through this primary, and I love your quote in the paper this morning about putting your daughter in college and that some people, you know, don't understand that you got to put kids in college. So you're going to do that, and then
We are going door-to-door. We're raising money. We're going to be on your show. We are going to mobilize moderate Republicans who want to change, independents who want to see a change, and all the Democrats who are so motivated, and we're going to win this seat, and we're going to win that House of Representatives so we have some real debate in this country and checks and balances back in this country.
All right, tell us, how can all of us help you? First of all, you need volunteers, correct?
We need volunteers, anybody in the 7th CD. I'd love to have a yard sign location, money. You know, this primary was expensive. I'm not going, you know, Peggy and Herb were very tough opponents, and so I need help raising money. I need volunteers, and this really is going to be a grassroots campaign. We are going to mobilize so many people. Democrats are more motivated than the Republicans. They are dispirited. They don't like what's happening, and Democrats got to take the lead, and we got to get out there and help bring change.
Well, I'm definitely sending you a campaign contribution today, and I urge everybody to do the same. Plug your website, Ed.
PearlMutter2006.com, and you can make a contribution online, so thank you.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to do that, and I urge everybody else to do it. And if you live in CD7, please get – do you know – I hate to press you for this because I know you're tired, but do you know your campaign office phone number off the top of your head? I mean, people can go to the website?
Yes. It's on the website, but it's 303-459-4729, and I got to tell you, I must have to say that 8,000 times a day because when you leave messages for volunteers or raising money, whatever, I say that 100 times a day. So,
well,
303-459-4729.
All right, let's all turn out en masse and help Ed get to Congress, which is what he's going to do. And once again, you know, 25, 50, whatever you can spare, go to Ed's website and send him some money today, and let's take back control of Congress. Ed, I know you're exhausted. I know you're tired. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to win in November, and we're going to help you win. And thanks for being on the show this morning, and we look forward to having you back as much as you want.
Jay, you know what? Just talking to you just energized me like crazy. I feel good about this. We're going to win this, and we're going to bring some change.
Yeah. Amen, Ed. Thanks so much, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's Ed Perlmutter, the next congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and I'm doing a lot of electioneering here on the radio here this morning, but we need to get together, and we need to put Ed over the top, and he will be over the top. So once again, whatever you can do, yard signs, if you can volunteer, call his office or go to his website, or, you know, do as I do, because I don't live in the CD7, you know, the schedule I keep with this show, my time is usually limited, but as I've said before, Mary and I always peel off a couple of bucks for worthy candidates, and we're going to get some money in the mail or get some money online to Ed today, and also get some down there to Jay Fawcett. And, man, you know what? We got to make this happen. And if you're an independent, if you're a Republican who is dissatisfied with the position of your party and the extremism in your party, and by the way, speaking of extremism in the Republican Party, check this out. Republican Joe Schwartz lost his party's nomination Tuesday, failing to a staunchly conservative challenger in a primary race dominated by a struggle over GOP principles. It attracted more than $1 million in spending by outside groups. This guy Schwartz was a moderate. He lost to this fundamentalist preacher, Tim Walberg. And Wahlberg ran on all of those wedge issues that we've talked about a lot. And, you know, I feel sorry for independents. I feel sorry for moderates. I feel sorry for those of you. And I know we don't, you know, have a lot of you, but those of you who may, you know, find us on the dial every once in a while or may just check in every once in a while, I feel sorry for you that you have no place to go, that the Republican Party is dominated by all of these issues and they're dominated by this authoritarian right-wing extremism. So to me, you know, your best bet is people like Ed Perlmutter, people like Angie Piccioni, people like Bill Winter, people, you know, like Jay Fawcett, people out there running, let's take control of Congress and put this country back on the right track and be back where it should be and get some checks and balances here and hold the executive branch responsible, which is Ed is exactly right. I mean, that's what Congress is supposed to do. We don't want a one-party system in this country. I mean, even if, you know, they're all Democrats running things, and they were failing to hold a Democratic president responsible, I would say the exact same thing. I mean, we want checks and balances, and those checks and balances are Congress and the press and the media in this country, and the Congress have, you know, sadly abrogated their roles, and we need to, you know, get that back. And for those of you who are moderate and also maybe, you know, alienated Republicans, you know, come on, welcome aboard, join us. And for the rest of us, let's make something happen here. Let's flex some muscles. And, you know, I usually don't get on there and politic like this. I mean, I try to keep it down. But this morning, you just can't help it. I mean, you just can't help getting on here. And let's get into the fight. I mean, let's make it happen. Let's go. You know, Musgrave has got to go. She doesn't. You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. 60% of the Americans in this country oppose the U.S. war in Iraq. That's the highest number since polling on the subject began with the commencement of the war in 2003. These are polling results that were released, polling trends that were released yesterday, and it's the Opinion Research poll, which was conducted on behalf of CNN. And according to the trends, the number of poll respondents who said they did not support the Iraq war has steadily risen as the war stretched into its second, then its third year. And these people are out of the mainstream. You know, let me just ask you this. Let me ask you this. And I'm speaking directly here to those of you who listen who are independent. I'm speaking directly to those of you who may be sampling us who are moderate Republicans. Listen to this. What would you rather have a discussion on? Would you rather have a discussion on Iraq? Would you rather have a discussion on the economy? Would you rather have a discussion on substantive issues? Or would you rather sit there and fight, you know, these wedge issue things, which do nothing but divide us and are not the most, you know, they're not pressing. I mean, they're not things that need to be settled immediately. I mean, we need to get these things settled immediately. All right. So now that I've run everybody off, Aaron, with my electioneering.
You're fired up.
I am, though.
Good.
I am, though. You know, I just we just got to fix these things, man. I mean, it's just all there is to it. Yeah, you're right. I'm cranked up about it. And I should stop. All right, let me tell people that it's your turn to talk.
Okay.
303-713-7600. If you want to talk about this, if you want to talk about the primary in the 7th District, you want to talk about the 5th, you want to talk about Lieberman-Lamont, you can do that. The lines are open. I got four open lines, and we can talk about it this morning. You know, if you're one of those people that's a political junkie, and you yearn to do politics, this morning is the morning to get it on, because we're going to do plenty of it. So take advantage of it. And let's hear what you have to say about Lieberman-Lamont. Let's hear what you have to say about the Perlmutter-O'Donnell race, and about the Fawcett-Lamborn race, and about the Piccioni-Musgrave race, and about all the races. Ritter versus Beaupre. I mean, let's get it on. Let's talk about it this morning. Particularly if you're an independent, too. You know what? And if you're uncommitted, I'd love to speak to you. Okay, now, Aaron O'Neill.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's uncommitted about traffic.
Oh, no.
I don't want to get on the Aaron Gross about 70 and 25, so I'll just let you take it.
If anything, the I-70 drive is actually
the best highway around the metro area right now. Things looking pretty good across both directions there. We're just now really starting to see the load up for these eastbound routes. It's 6th Avenue, awfully slow into the sunshine from Sheridan getting over towards I-25. We're catching those usual delays for 470 across Kipling and Wadsworth and stop and go from Santa Fe getting out towards University. Southbound 225 is really loaded up this morning, too, from Colfax down to Mississippi. And then a stop and go slow from after Parker Road. Of course, the turnpike's loaded up now, eastbound from Federal down to Pecos. And we have those usual slowdowns for southbound I-25. But fortunately, we don't have any accidents to try and work around. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, hot. Highs up around 90.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Garden variety, sort of a common sense, got to bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan where the bacon is pasty so my husband remembers he's a man, raise the kids, do the errands, common sense, ordinary workaday gal.
Randy Rhodes.
How is it possible to listen to this and not say, I'm sorry, you're not making any sense?
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit DenverUrbanLeague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
7:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get to your calls coming up. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. If you're a homeowner, if you're in debt, and the big plague is credit cards. You know what? The mortgage store can help you out with a great low rate. They're offering 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. So call the mortgage store right now, 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. So call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. And if you want to say to me, Jay, you know what, I don't want to call them because I don't want somebody looking into my credit record. I don't want to be judged. That's not what they're here for. That's not what they do. What they do is they give you an answer today on the phone. They say yes. They do not judge you. They're there to help you. And if you're buried under those credit cards because they start out with that low introductory rate and then they jack it up and put the pressure on you, then you know what? The mortgage store is here to throw you a life preserver and get you out from underneath it. They're a direct lender. They offer the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturdays too, so they fit your schedule. The consultants of the mortgage store will get the job done and they'll help you out. And you know what? You'll feel better for it, and you'll breathe better for it, and you'll be able to relax. So don't procrastinate. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And you know what? It's fast. It's easy. And the interest on your home loan may be tax-deductible, but the interest on your credit cards is certainly not. 303-423-7171.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broca Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broca Restaurant in downtown Denver.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Get the CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale for great financing offers and hundreds of amazing deals on everything from laptops to digital cameras, flash drives to MP3 players. It's the back-to-school sale, now through Saturday at CompUSA. We got it, we get it.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Ooh. 7:37. 37 minutes past the hour. Spirit in the Sky. What made you pick this, John? Norman Greenbaum. This only hit the guy over head, too. Where's Norman Greenbaum today? Do you think Norman Greenbaum sits around and asks, where's Jay Marvin? I don't think so. High today, 95, mostly sunny skies. All right, let's go to the phones. We're talking primary results, and we'll go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to bring up that I think what Lieberman is doing is very selfish. I think it's in his own interest and not in the interest of the Democratic Party. I don't think if he really cared about his constituents, he would have questioned the president on a lot of issues that I and a lot of Democrats think he's wrong on.
Well, I think as a caller said earlier in the first hour this morning, what it forces the Democrats to do, what it forces the Democrats in the state of Connecticut to do, they got to spend extra money now. Where if Joe had done the right thing, which is to bow out and congratulate Ned Lamont on winning, and doing what Peggy's doing with Ed, which is quoted, she's quoted this morning in the paper saying, I'll do everything to get Ed Perlmutter elected. If he had done that, I would think far more of him than what he's doing now. Jomentum is interested in Jomentum. That's basically where his thing is.
Well, it's going to do just like it's going to have a Perot effect. It's going to divide the votes. It's going to put the Democrats at odds with each other. We may lose a seat. And I think there's a very good chance of us losing a seat if the votes are split the way they were split last night and stay split that way. That's the problem, is we're going to lose a seat over this. We may lose a seat over this.
Well, and, the way Connecticut shakes out is there's more independents than there are Democrats and Republicans, so we'll have to see where those people go. But you're right, we could lose the seat. Thank you, Joe Lieberman, for your selfishness. And for your ego and your self-centeredness and not wanting to let go of the trappings of power.
Well, this is part of the problem with the Democratic Party. In 1992, they were trapped in this thing of fighting each other. And the Republicans took advantage of that because they lacked the leadership to say, and I don't agree with, follow the leader. I think everybody has an independent thought and should do what they think is best, but at the end of the day, what happened in 1992 is we lost, we lost the Senate, we lost Congress, we lost the presidency, eventually, and I think this is the kind of thing that people are looking for, is some kind of leadership. They say if you don't stand for anything, how are we to know where you stand at all?
Listen, I'll tell you something, I agree, and I'll tell you, the thing that gets me, the thing that really gets me is this whole thing by the media about trying to portray Lieberman as a centrist when he's not, and trying to portray those of us who supported Ned Lamont and like what Ned Lamont has to say, particularly about the Iraq War, as being, the left wing, quote-unquote. Well, the public, the opinion research poll shows that 60% of the Americans oppose the Iraq War. That's mainstream thought. That's not left-wing thought. That's mainstream thought. When are people in the media, particularly people like Candy Crowley and others on CNN, going to start telling the truth, about this thing?
They won't, because they're corporate-owned. They're for the corporation. They have to do what the producers and people put in front of them, and that's all run by the corporations anymore. It's not run by an actual news media. Where do we get actual news? I mean, we get news that's spoon-fed to us through the corporations. I mean, we hear what they want us to hear at the end of the day. But one thing I just want to say before I leave you is with the incumbents, And I think people need to realize that these career politicians need to go because they're too entrenched and they're not going to change the system. They prove they're not going to change the system. So what do we need to do? We need to clean house and start over again.
Yeah, particularly if they don't respond to their constituents. I mean, there are those that have been in office who do respond to their constituents, but those who don't, ought to be booted out. I agree. Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Okay. Let's go to Eric, who is in CD4, by the way. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's the first time I think I've caught your broadcast. I'm impressed. Thanks for having me on. My name is Eric Eidsness, That's a tough one. It's E-I-D-S-N-E-S-S. And I'm the other fellow that's running for Congress in CD4 against both Angie and Marilyn. So it's great to be able to introduce myself. And I caught what you said about the importance of checks and balances. I absolutely agree with that. And also the issue of the Iraq War. I'm a former Vietnam combat veteran, served in the Riverine Forces, served also in the Reagan administration at the presidential level. I'm a businessman and a water engineer. And I'm just kind of upset about the two-party system having broken down so much that all we have is bitter partisanship. And I agree that these wedge issues are not the issues we should be discussing and debating. It should be vital issues that tear at the fabric of our society, that really represent significant security threats for America, for now and in the future, and for our children. And one of the things which kind of appalls me about Congress in general, and Joe Lieberman is among this, is the fact that Congress seems to have lost its way in terms of understanding its responsibilities under the Constitution. And let me just talk about one of them, because you focused on the Iraq War. Congress should be jealously guarding its sole authority to declare war under the Constitution as interpreted by the 1973 War Powers Act. And if you're familiar with that act, that law was passed by overriding President Nixon's veto by two-thirds of Congress to specifically prevent another Vietnam by establishing specific deadlines for withdrawal of troops from hostilities to a maximum of 9 months. Congress jealously guarded at that time its authority to determine the scope and duration of a war. Back in February of 2003, a month before the invasion, I wrote Marilyn Musgrave and Allard and Ben Nighthorse Campbell, imploring them to show independence and courage and vote against preemption invasion and for containment. I was one of these guys that believed with diplomacy, with no flight zones, and with weapons inspectors blanking Iraq, we could eventually resolve this problem without killing one American soldier and tens of thousands of Iraqi innocent civilians and destroying their country. Of course, I was right. I've been calling for pulling out of Iraq since July of last summer, a time withdrawal that let the Iraqis stand up for themselves. America will not bring democracy to a culture that's 4,000 years old, that is only familiar with oligarchical rule. We will not bring democracy at the point of a gun. Now, it doesn't mean we haven't tried our best, we haven't given them the best we could, but at the end of the day, the Iraqis need to pull up their own bootstraps and sort this thing out. I've also advocated that probably the best outcome will be a loose federation of Sunni Kurds and Shias, which has been the historic makeup of that region for thousands of years, with a federal government that can allocate oil resources to provide resources to everyone. Right now, the Sunnis, who are in power under Saddam Hussein, don't really have any resources in terms of the territory.
No, they don't. They don't, and that's one of the problems with trying to get them to buy in, which is one of the things that Maliki and those people are not doing. I agree with everything you're saying, except I think that there was very, very poor planning going into Iraq. I mean, these reports that, for instance, George W. Bush didn't even know who, that there were Sunnis and Shia. I mean, I think that's all wrong. I respect your right to run as a third-party candidate. However, I have to tell you that I'm not only a huge Angie Piccioni supporter, but I have given money to her campaign.
Well, and
I'm for her 100%. And I think you belong with us, but you got to do what your heart tells you.
You're absolutely right. Like I'm looking forward to standing up with Angie in the debates. As you know, 8 major news media outlets have banded together, and both Angie and Marilyn and I, all 3 of us, have agreed to debate in principle. And it's going to probably be held at the ranch at the Budweiser Center, which will be a venue where thousands of people can go. So just show up. And look, for your listeners out there who haven't heard of me yet, I'm a substantive person. And I realize the difficulty of not running with a major corporate party like the Democrats or Republicans, which have reach and resources.
Yeah, but I think when you say a major corporate party, I think that's certainly some of the Democratic Party. And the way the system is set now, because we don't have public campaign financing,
right,
that has a lot to do with it. But I think what you saw in Connecticut last night is the start of the turning of that. And I don't think you can put Angie Piccioni into that category. I don't think.
Well,
that...
good for her. I hope she's a grassroots candidate. But
she is a grassroots candidate.
I look at Joe Lieberman. I mean, I certainly am, because I left my party of 40 years to run against both the parties who I thought were so totally controlled by money. And it's easy to say that the Republicans control everything. They control the the legislative agendas through the money interests that fund them. But look, let's look at Lieberman. Lieberman had $6 million in his war chest. $4.8 million was from corporate PAC organizations. So both parties have this difficulty, and this money in politics is what keeps the national agenda serving special interests and not all Americans.
Yeah, and we have to, and we have to change that. And I think that I think that a lot of us are banding together through the internet and through progressive talk radio and through other venues to change that in the Democratic Party. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. I got to go. You can call any time, man. And I respect your right to run.
Super. Thank you very much.
Sure, you bet. All right, 303-713-7600. You want to talk about Lieberman Lamont? You want to talk about Perlmutter? You want to talk about any of them? We had, like, full phones, and where did everybody go? Everybody dropped off. So if you want to get back on, we got four open lines, and I'll take as many calls as I can at the top of the hour. Then next hour, we're going to veer off of politics a little bit, and I'm going to talk to you about kids and about this idea of kids facing rejection and something that never went on when I was in school and maybe didn't go on when you were in school but is now starting to spread across the United States, and I'm going to do that next hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Four open lines at 303-713-7600.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just now hitting the stride of the drive, especially for our eastbounders in from Lakewood. 6th Avenue slowdown start right around Sheridan. That's going to keep with you over to I-25 and C-470. Now seeing those usual delays, getting past Kipling and Wadsworth and getting across the Highlands Ranch area. Northbound I-25 still looking good up through the Denver Tech Center. Southbound, though, just starting to see those slowdowns through T-Rex from Alameda as you work down through the bridges. Stopping the traffic for southbound 225 this morning. Colfax down through Mississippi. You'll catch a small break, then it kicks in again from just after Parker Road. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, hot. Highs up around 95. Maybe some isolated afternoon thundershowers expected through. Right now we're sitting at 71 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk. With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyer.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crossy Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crossy Bar Trout Ranch. 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Today, let's do injury math. Have you been injured in a car crash, a motorcycle accident, suffered an on-the-job injury? It doesn't really matter. The legal solutions for each have a common denominator and numerator. It's this simple. The sum of the parts should equal fair insurance treatment. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. You don't want your insurance payments divided by an unknown insurance formula. And you really don't need your fair insurance compensation fractioned away. You want to avoid the insurance company's subtraction of your benefits. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Insurance benefits are sometimes computed with preset computer formulas. And guess in whose favor the formulas are? You need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled insurance injury claims for over 20 years. If you don't want your claim divided and subtracted by an unknown insurance formula, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. The attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Offer, so call 1-800-889-8896. That's 1-800-889-8896.
Thank you. I guess it's my turn now. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What, John? I wasn't saying anything about you. I stepped on the guy. I take full responsibility for my actions. So fire me. What are you going to do? 303-713-7600, four open lines. Suddenly the phones have gone quiet here. We'll get back to phone calls if we have them. And if not, I mean, I'll just carry on myself here. But you know what I want to talk to you about? It's that time of the year again, back to school time, and it can be one of the most stressful times of the year for anybody with a family. And the entire family needs more deep sleep to help relieve the stress and be more productive. And the deep sleep you and your family need can be found with the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. With the Sleep Number bed, you control how firm or how soft the mattress will be, and your setting is your sleep number. Mine's about between 70 and 75. Mary's is about 70. Sometimes I get it up as high as 82. It just depends on, you know, how I feel and what kind of mood I'm in. Once you find your sleep number, you're cradled in comfort and support that's perfect for you, allowing your body to rest and recover at the comfort level you choose. Plus, you can change your sleep number at will, like I said, with just a touch of a button. So, you know what? The key to this whole thing is the comfort of air. Thanks to the Sleep Number Bed's revolutionary dual air chamber technology, air contours and supports your body and your back better than unforgiving inner springs, which, you know, are lumpy, and you sit there and toss around all night, and it just doesn't work. So, you know what? Check out the Sleep Number Bed. You get a 30-night in-home trial and a 20-year limited warranty. So if you're tired of being tired, if you're tired of not getting any sleep, you know what? Stop by a select comfort store for a limited time, and you can get a free pillow when you find your Sleep Number. But hurry, this offer is valid until supplies last. Plus, pick up your free brochure on back-to-school sleep tips for the family. Select comfort stores are located in most major malls. As a matter of fact, select comfort stores are in 9 major malls here in our area. You can check them out at the Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria. Check out the Sleep Number Bed from Select Comfort. Do it today.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit denverurbanleague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Get your smile on.
I've got this fine sandwich. Freshly baked bread, roast beef, and cheddar looking extra sharp. But without Lay's potato chips, man, it's just lovely. You see, no matter how fine a sandwich is, it's not complete without that light, crispy, irresistible taste of Lay's. A sandwich in Lay's. Soulmates.
Grab your soul mate and head over to Wendy's for a delicious new deli fresh frittata sandwich and a tasty bag of baked Lay's.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In this campaign, we've just finished the first half and the Lamont team is ahead. But in the second half, our team, Team Connecticut, is going to surge forward to victory in November.
You know, that is such BS on the part of Joseph Lieberman. It really is. 7:55, 5 minutes away from 8. High today, going to be 95, mostly sunny skies here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about the primaries and about Lieberman, Lamont, and about CD75, and just your feelings about the election coming up in November. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Robert. Hi, you're on.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Going good.
Hey, that race last night, Lieberman Lamont, after it was all over, you know, you could see Lamont, he was talking positive about how he wanted to change the country, you know, the war.
Yeah, he wanted to change the direction of the country. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, he talked about health care, how we need universal health care and everything. And then with Lieberman, he seemed really bitter and angry. Like, you know, he's some part of royalty or something that you know, he expects to be in there. You know, he lost, man. Get over it. And I think Lamont will win. You know, I really do in Connecticut. I think Democrats are going to see through that and elect him, you know. They don't want Lieberman to run as an independent.
Well, I hope that Lamont can win. I mean, I hope that he can pull it off. Once again, as I said to a previous caller, I mean, there's more independents in that state than there are anything else, but I think he's got a great chance, and I agree with you about Lieberman. I mean, Lieberman characterizes the typical Washington Paul in that he doesn't want to let go of power, but he's done this before. I mean, look, you know, when he ran with Al Gore, he simultaneously ran for his Senate seat in Connecticut so that if something happened, he'd have another job to go back to. I mean, most people, when they run for a higher office, most of them, you know, they leave their previous position behind, And I believe, I could be wrong about this, but I believe that he got that law passed in the Connecticut State Legislature to protect his rear when he ran with Al Gore.
And where's he going to get the money now?
Well, he's got a lot of money. He's got a huge amount of money because he's got a lot of corporate patrons and a lot of corporate sponsors. He's got a huge war chest and millions of dollars poured in the last week of the campaign. He's got money.
But don't you think Lamont's going to raise tons and tons of money now, too?
Yeah, I think he's got a better chance to raise money now, and I hope the Democratic Party steps forward and supports him. And I hope that the Netroots continue to support him. But don't count Lieberman out, man. He's got a lot of money, and he's got a lot of pull in Connecticut, and that's not gonna be an easy race. But I'm with you, Robert. Lieberman should have stepped aside. Step aside. Robert, I got to run,
okay,
man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about kids. Woo. We're going to talk about kids. Get off politics for a little bit and talk about something else. And then we'll get back to the Lieberman-Lamont thing after 9 o'clock.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's a done decision. New marching orders for Israeli troops in Lebanon. CBS's Robert Berger has the latest from Jerusalem.
Israel's Security Cabinet approved expanding the ground offensive in Lebanon after a month-long assault failed to stop Hezbollah rocket attacks. Israeli forces will push up to the Litani River about 18 miles from the border. A cabinet minister said the operation could last 30 days. Israel decided to move because it fears that a UN ceasefire resolution will leave Hezbollah intact.
Reports say 11 Israeli soldiers have been killed in the latest ground fighting. An Israeli airstrike in the Bekaa Valley killed at least 5 members of one Lebanese family. An attack on a Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon took 2 lives. In Iraq, suspects in a high-profile kidnapping are in U.S. custody. Reporter Pete Gow has that from Baghdad.
The U.S. military has arrested 4 men in connection with the kidnap of journalist Joel Carroll. There are no further details as to the identity of the men, but Major General William Caldwell at his weekly press conference said intelligence had led U.S. Marines to 4 separate sites between Fallujah and Baghdad, at least one of which they believe the Christian Science Monitor journalist had been held during her captivity.
And Carol was kidnapped in early January. She finally made it home to Boston in early April.
I just want to say how much I'm overwhelmed by how wonderful the paper has been to my family and to everyone.
Opposition to the war in Iraq was the ticket to victory for political novice Ned Lamont in yesterday's Democratic Senate primary in Connecticut. 3-term incumbent Joseph Lieberman, who supported the war, filed 2 boxes of petitions a short time ago to run against Lamont in November as an independent.
I want to give all the voters of Connecticut a choice. I believe that I can do a much better job for our state and country than either my Democratic or Republican opponents.
Harvard researchers say the weight of evidence points to sugary soft drinks as a main cause of America's obesity epidemic. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shinovich.
Frank, Harvard researchers say just 1 can of sweet soda per day can translate into 15 pounds of weight gain in a year's time. The study looked at 40 years of nutritional data, and the experts say the correlation between obesity rates and the sales of sugar-sweetened beverages is strong. About a third of all carbohydrate calories in the American diet come from added sweeteners, and beverages account for about half of that.
And show business circles are buzzing over Ellen Burstyn's nomination for an Emmy Award. Her appearance in the cable movie Mrs. Harris lasted just 14 seconds.
In all of the reforms that the Academy is considering for right now, I think that they need to add a criterion called minimum time on screen.
Kansas City star TV critic Aaron Bernhardt. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's ahead 43 points, NASDAQ's up 25. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
CompUSA email bag.
Jesse emails, Dear CompUSA, are you guys really giving away 10 grand? You better believe it, Jesse, $10,000. And there's a guaranteed winner every day, now through Saturday. As if that's not enough, we're also putting all our Apple computers on sale for the first time ever. It's all part of CompUSA's huge back-to-school sale, where we got it, we get it. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. Void or prohibited, store visit required, see store for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Well, hold on to your hats. The race for Colorado's 7th Congressional District is expected to be one of the most expensive in the country this fall. Attorney Ed Perlmutter won the Democratic Party's nomination last night to go after the seat being vacated by Republican Bob Beaupre, who's running for governor.
This is a substantial win. This is a big win. But the real win, and the reason I'm running, and the reason the people have supported me so, is because they want to see a change. They don't want more of the same.
Perlmutter beating back a fierce challenge by lawmaker Peggy Lamb to win the right to take on GOP candidate Rick O'Donnell. Now, Democrats nationally are salivating over the district because they think it's up for grabs. Perlmutter's promising plenty of Democratic heavy hitters coming to Colorado to raise money for his fight against O'Donnell, who ran unopposed in the GOP primary. Meanwhile, down south in the Springs, where they never met a conservative they didn't like, Doug Lamborn won the bitter six-way Republican primary in that heavily Republican 5th Congressional District, where incumbent Joel Heffley is retiring. His victory sets up a battle against former Air Force officer Jay Fawcett. While GOPers outnumbered Dems 2-1 in that district, Fawcett's strong military ties could appeal to some Republican voters.
And we're going to win this thing. This is Doug Lamborn. This is a guy whose own party can't get along with him.
Fawcett making his comments this morning right here on AM 760's Jay Marvin Show. That's an AM 760 News update. I'm John M. Now with traffic, here's Aaron O'Neill.
And overall this morning, it really hasn't been too bad of a drive. In fact, we're starting to see an improvement across a lot of these highways, including eastbound I-70, nearly back to normal, as well as 6th Avenue, looking much better from Sheridan, getting over to I-25. Southbound 225 has loosened up on that drive from Colfax to Mississippi. Still stays busy, approaching Yosemite down towards I-25. I-25 itself, checking pretty good shape here between downtown and the tech center, although we're still kind of loaded up southbound, that drive in from Thornton and Norkland, and on the approach to I-70, getting down past Spear. Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, another hot one, highs reaching up near 95 degrees, and some isolated late afternoon thundershowers expected through. We've warmed up to 72 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The same AAA that tows your car can insure your car. AAA Insurance, for auto, home, and life. Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA to find out how easy it is to switch and save on AAA Insurance, and ask about their special member pricing.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Rockies fans, let's drown out those Cubs fans when they come to town this weekend. Wear your Rockies gear and come support the home team. Purchase your tickets at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Supers, or at ColoradoRockies.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
7 minutes after 8, high today 95 under mostly sunny skies. I swear to you, it was hotter yesterday than we predicted. I really believe that. The thermometer inside my car yesterday said it was like 97 outside. It just seemed hotter than what we said, even though the forecast is 95. What, Turk, you wanted to say something?
Well, at my house, I remember watching the news at like 4 or 5 o'clock, and they said it was like 95. And I want to say it was a 5 o'clock news, so that's still pretty hot for that late in the day.
Yeah, I swear, when we got out of here at 4 after doing Schultz's show yesterday, I mean, man, I swear it was hotter out there than the predicted high. You know, I was going to do this story about... what are you laughing at, John?
Hey, we do the show on the fly, right? That's how we do things here?
Well, not all the time, but during the top of the hour news, I leave the studio and go in there and talk to John, and, you know, we compare notes and things, and we were flipping through the Rocky, and we came upon this story. We were 3 minutes into CBS News, and we came upon this story. We don't get the papers here when we get in here to do the show. Papers usually don't arrive until around right before we're ready to go on. So I generally don't get a look at a lot of the newspapers until halfway or a third way through the show. And sometimes I don't see some of the papers. I don't see some parts of the paper until after because we just don't get them that early. And there's a story on page 38A of the Rocky Mountain News. And I got to ask you about this. I really do. It says, Salazar in a tight spot. Colorado senator says defeated Lieberman worthy of support. Senator Ken Salazar is in an awkward position after Tuesday's U.S. Senate primary in Connecticut. Salazar has pledged to work to reelect incumbent Senator Joe Lieberman in November, even though Lieberman now plans to run as an independent after losing the Democratic primary to challenger Ned Lamont on Tuesday. I'm disappointed in the outcome, Salazar said in a statement Tuesday night. Senator Lieberman is a good friend and a good man who has contributed greatly to the nation and the state of Connecticut. He has sought to pursue common ground and work to transcend the partisan poison of Washington, D.C. Salazar is one of a handful of national Democrats vowing to campaign against the party's nominee, Lamont, and for the independent Lieberman from now until November. Do you guys agree with this? What's your feeling about this, about Ken Salazar? Do you agree with this thing? I mean, see, to me, this is just another example of chalking something up about Salazar that I just find to be not very appealing. This kind of boosts his independent streak. I mean, it makes him stand up as an independent, I guess, but it's like he's a member of the Democratic Party. Why would you campaign for somebody who can't accept what the Democratic voters in Connecticut have decided and goes outside the primary system to run as an independent in the general election? So, you know, I want to do this kid's story, but I also want to throw this out. 303-713-7600, you know, if you're happy with this, and if you agree with Salazar's decision here to campaign for Lamont, I mean, I'm sorry, campaign against Lamont for Lieberman. And you know what it makes me wonder? It makes me wonder what Salazar's true position is on the war in Iraq. Because, once again, you know what? It doesn't make any difference what the mainstream media says. And it doesn't make any difference what the folks down the hall on the bigger radio stations say about Lamont being like this left-wing lunatic and the whole thing. Because, you know what, this opinion research poll, 60% of Americans oppose the Iraqi war. That 60% makes that mainstream thought. It doesn't make it left-wing McGovernite, which I talked yesterday to David Sirota about, this whole McGovern hangover thing. It's not left-wing thought. The majority of this country does not agree that the war is a good idea. And if you look at this poll, more and more people are starting to say that they want a withdrawal, that they're in favor of some kind of withdrawal. So what Lamont is talking about in Connecticut is Lamont is talking about mainstream ideas in this country. Even though, you know, those are the bigger radio stations, more power, more notoriety than we have, been around longer, down the hall will say that, well, this guy's, you know, a left-wing lunatic and that, you know, the party's in trouble. And Cokie Roberts says that on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And, you know, that's ridiculous. And Salazar, you know, Ken Salazar, are you a member of the Democratic Party or are you not a member of the Democratic Party? And do you go outside the party? I like people who are independent-minded. I love people who are independent-minded. I love people who go their own way. I mean, I like that. I like that a lot. But you know, you're elected. You're a senator elected from the state of Colorado, and you're elected as a Democrat. Then how do you not stand by the party? And you know what? Unless you're willing to turn around and go, okay, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent. And I wonder how many of you are disappointed by this. And once again, I'm deeply disappointed by this. And I intend to send Ken Salazar a note. And I intend to say to him, look, you know what? We're in the same party. We don't always agree. You know, that's okay. I don't mind that. I don't expect you to see things as I see things, and there are times when I sometimes wish a more progressive candidate would run against you, but wake up. You know, wake up at this deal. I mean, the people of Connecticut, the Democrats of Connecticut are sending a message. They're sending a message about this party. The polls are sending a message about not only this party, but this nation. They're sending a message. They want to change, and we want to change a direction. And so what? Ken Salazar, so you hang with Lieberman because you guys are in the Senate together and it's an exclusive club and you're friends? All right, let me see if I can squeeze one call in before we go to a break. And I'll take all your calls on this. Let me go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there, Jay?
Okay.
Words cannot describe how pissed I am at Salazar.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? What is this? What is this about?
You know, the guy's been a huge disappointment to me from day one. I mean, he votes for the bankruptcy bill. You know, he goes along with a compromise on Supreme Court justices. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. This guy's Night Horse Camel all over again.
Either you are a Democrat or you are not a Democrat. You don't have to agree with every other Democrat, but you should stick by the party at least. And what is this guy doing? What is he doing?
Absolutely, man. I mean, Lieberman lost. Get over it, you know. For him to go out there and run as an independent is an outrage. I hope that the DNC is going to come to their senses and talk some sense to this guy and stop backing this division of the party. But this is what we see with Democrats. You know, we want change in the Democrats, too. You know, I mean, I am basically an independent, but I have to vote Democrat because I can't stomach anything about the Republicans. But you know, I want to see some change happening with the Democrats, and guys like Lamont are it. You know, they're saying what we want to hear. They're coming out for the things that we're in favor of. And where does this Salazar fit into all that with some of the moves this guy has made? And, you know, I called his office this morning, left a comment, once again, you know, expressing my disappointment with this guy. I mean, it seems like, you know, these last 6 to 8 months, it's just really been about a weekly thing where I have to call him and say, man, I'm really sorry I voted for you.
Well, I'm like you. I got a strong independent streak, and I want change in the Democratic Party, too, and I don't want it to stay a party of status. And I just, what I want to know is he hanging with Lieberman because they're friends, or is he hanging with Lieberman because he agrees with him? And if he agrees with him, particularly if he agrees with him about Iraq, then he's just not only not getting the message of other Democrats, members of his own party, but he's not getting the message of the people of America. Tim, Tom, thank you, man. Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call.
Have a good day, Jay.
All right, you too. I mean, this whole idea that because, you know, you don't like what's going on in Iraq is like some kind of left-wing thing, cut-and-run strategy, that's BS. I mean, the polls show that the majority of us in this country, regardless of our political affiliations, don't like what's going on. Lamont's articulating that in Connecticut. Where's Salazar's head, man? I don't understand where he's coming from here. 303-713-7600, one line open, I'll take more.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
8th Avenue, so you work that drive in from the Brighton area. Southbound I-25, improving in from Thornton and Northland. Still busy across downtown, though. Weather for today, partly cloudy, hot, highs up around 95 with a few isolated late afternoon thundershowers. We're at 72 degrees. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Don't you hate losing things? Like your wallet, or your cell phone, or worse yet, a treasured keepsake? That can really hurt. But what about losing faith in a person? Especially someone you trust, like a friend or a loved one. Republican Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave has given us hundreds of reasons to lose our faith in her. She consistently voted against allowing federal stem cell research that could lead to treatments for horrible diseases. Musgrave took tens of thousands in campaign contributions from Tom DeLay, the guy who spread corruption around Washington like a virus. And while those with guts in Congress seek the truth about forced abortions in U.S. territory, Musgrave turned her back on the unborn to protect her political cronies. In fact, Marilyn Musgrave embodies everything that's gone haywire in Congress these days. And boy, have we lost faith in them.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Pirates have taken over local Volvo retailers in celebration of Volvo's model year-end sales event. To make room for all of the treasures that pirates are leaving behind, Volvo is making a limited-time $389 lease offer on the XC90 V8 and are offering you a chance to win some treasure for yourself. Visit a Volvo retailer and pick up a Pirate's Coin with a secret code which unlocks an online virtual treasure chest. Register and enter to win great prizes like a trip for your family to a secret tropical destination, a home entertainment system, a Zizzle's Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest Toy Prize Package, a Kodak's Ultra Slim Pocket Size Easy Share V603 digital camera, or free music downloads. No purchase necessary. Rules can be found at VolvoCarsTreasure.com or participating Volvo retailers.
Lease an all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Randy Rhodes.
Which is borderline personality disorder. No one knows what's wrong with Don Rumsfeld. And as an undereducated, ordinary, garden variety sort of a common sense, gotta bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan where the bacon is pasty so my husband remembers he's a man, raise the kids, do the errands. Common sense, ordinary, workaday gal.
Randy Rhodes.
How is it possible to listen to this and not say, I'm sorry, you're not making any sense?
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8, high today, 95, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. All right, let's go back to the phones. We're talking about Salazar, who today is quoted at page 38A in the Rocky Mountain News. I mean, he's going to support Lieberman regardless. and your feelings about that. Let's go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think?
Well, I think first thing we need to all remember is that Stajdar is a better choice than Pete Corse. but on to what we're talking about now, I'm very disappointed. I was really upset. You know, this is kind of mission critical time for the Democratic Party the next 2 years. And so we need to take, you know, we need as many seats as we can possibly get in both houses of Congress. And for Lieberman to pull a stunt like this, so I'm going to go as an independent, I mean, you know, that's not going to do anything. It's not going to help anybody. It's not helping the Democrats. It's in his own best interest. And to me, it seems like all he cares about is money. I don't think he cares about his constituency. If he really did, then he would respect how they voted. And how his constituency voted is that they voted that they wanted change. They didn't want him anymore, you know? And that's the voice of the people. So,
yeah, you know, I would agree. What about Ken Salazar supporting Lieberman regardless?
You know, Salazar, you know, he needs to kind of take his head out of the proverbial sand. You know, first of all, reiterating what I said before, you know, that's not helping the Democratic Party at all. You know, just because these guys are buddies or whatever, that's fine. The voice of the people is who these guys are supposed to listen to. You know, we put these guys in the positions that they're in with our vote, and we expect them to respect how we think and how we vote. And obviously, you know, Salazar has a problem with what the people of Connecticut think. And, you know, majority wins. You know, I think it's just ridiculous. And if we end up losing that Senate seat because there's a vote split, you know, what's that? How's that going to reflect on Salazar and all these other Gang of 14 or whoever decide they're going to back Lieberman? You know, this is something, this kind of situation is something that could really, really screw up our opportunities and our chances in 08. And at the end of this year, and it's something that the Republicans can look back on, they can point their fingers at us again and laugh and say, look, you know, these guys played right into our hands again, and we're going to end up getting screwed in this situation. So I don't think it benefits anybody.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Chris, thank you, man. Drive safe and have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
It's good to talk to you again, man.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, you know, Ken Salazar hasn't done one single thing that I like since he's gotten in that office. I guess why would I expect anything different from him now? You know, the very first thing he did, a week after he got elected, went to Washington and introduced Alberto Gonzalez. And I said, what? And, you know, he hasn't done one single thing since then that I have liked. I'm sorry I voted for him, and I'm sorry he was the nominee, and, you know, here he goes again. You know, it's actually what I would just exactly what I would expect out of Ken Salazar. And, you know, as far as Lieberman, you know, he just needs to bow out and get a clue and realize that he's lost and be a good sport. You know, this is what they call being a good sport, and he's not. And, you know, way to go, Lamont. I hope Lamont gets in there and just kicks it. And November. And, you know, this sends a strong message to all Democrats all over the country. You better get with it and be a Democrat, or, you know what, the people will take you out. And I hope that other wishy-washy Democrats get the message and realize that they better straighten their acts up, or they will be removed like Lieberman.
Well, I think you can disagree with Salazar on issues. I think you can be disappointed in him, but you don't. I don't think you go against your own party. I mean, I don't think that that's. I
well,
mean,
you know,
particularly when there's been a primary.
Yeah, as far as Salazar is concerned, he needs to take the D off his name and put an R, because that's who he is, and it's just a matter of time before he does that.
Or how about an I for independent?
Well, you know, whatever, but he's not a D. He's not a D, so he needs to stop putting the D behind his name, because he's not. And I am so disappointed in every single thing that he has done. I'm embarrassed by him. I'm embarrassed by him because he is not representing me. He's not representing the people that voted for him in Colorado as Democrats, and he does not deserve that D.
All right, Dana. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jay. Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Russell in Thornton, who says he's not that upset. Russell, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. This is Russell. My point is, it seems like any time somebody wanders towards the middle of the aisle, tries to compromise, get things done, in the tradition of Clay, Calhoun, and the great legislators of the past, they just end up taking fire from both sides. I mean, Lieberman and Salazar have made deals. They've compromised, and I haven't agreed with all of them. I thought the judicial one was a bad one, but we were going to lose that one anyway, because they had 60 votes. They were just going to go, okay, we make this a new majority. We'll just put through whoever we want. I think by making a compromise, they retain their ability to at least exercise a little oversight. Because when you're in the minority as bad as we are, you don't have a lot of muscle to throw around.
Well, I don't see it that way. First of all, it isn't a matter of moving towards the center. You know what? The position on Iraq of being against the war is the center. 60% of Americans, in a new opinion research poll, disapprove of the war, and a startling number of Americans would now accept withdrawal within a year. Within a year. So, you know what? That's not left. That's not not towards the center. That is the center, my man. I mean, that's what the majority of your fellow Americans feel about what's happening overseas. That's point number one. Point number two on Lieberman. Lieberman got a tremendous amount of money in the last week of this campaign. It all came from corporate donors. He is beholden to those donors. He has voted time and time again against the interests of his own constituents. And it isn't a matter of moving to the middle. It's a matter of, if you enter into a primary and you lose that primary, then you respect the results. Most people respect the results. And Ken Salazar ran as a Democrat. He declared himself a Democrat. Now he disrespects his own party. That, you know what? That's not right. That's not right. And that's an affront to people who voted for him, who are Democrats, for both these guys.
Well, I understand that. And one thing I got to ask, Lieberman voted for the war. And another person who voted for the war is Hillary Clinton. Why? She hasn't renounced her support for the war, as far as I know. How come Lieberman is getting torn to shreds while Hillary, who I will acknowledge is our biggest superstar right now, stands there and no one dares to ask the question?
Because people have asked her the question, and she doesn't have a primary challenger like Lieberman had, and she's one who's trying to parse her position by claiming, by saying that, yeah, she does support it, but that it's being run wrong. So she's pulling a typical, you know, move of trying to have it out of both sides of her mouths. And I think there are people inside the Democratic Party who don't want her to run for a variety of reasons. That may be one of them. And the other one is they see her as being too polarizing and that she doesn't have a chance to win. And if you're asking me personally, I don't support her.
Okay. The last thing I had to issue about Ned Lamont, he made the war his single focusing issue.
Well, he talked about other things too, though.
Yes, I know he did speak about other things, but the biggest thing, the biggest club he had in his bag was the war, and he beat the hell out of Lieberman with it. I just want to know what's his plan for the war. I mean, is he in favor of getting out? And the last point I have, you made this point earlier. Connecticut has the largest number of independents in the state. They're actually the largest registration block in the state, right?
Right, they're the largest block of voters.
I think Lieberman is actually running for those voters right there, because that's probably who's elected him these past couple of times.
Well, then he should have been, 18 years ago, he should have run as an independent. He should have run as an independent last time. But to say that you run in a Democratic primary, you lose it, so as a backstop to that situation, you're going to run as an independent. This is not the first time that he's pulled this. I mean, he pulled it during the presidential election when he ran with Al Gore, where he had the legislature pass a law that allowed him to also run simultaneously for his Senate seat. He's more interested in keeping his power than he is in respecting the wishes of his party and his constituents. That's number one on that. And and number two, Ned Lamont has talked about his plan to get out of Iraq and what he thinks ought to be done. And he's talked about a withdrawal, and he's talked about a good timed phase withdrawal. And he's said it over and over again every time he's been asked about it. And his plan doesn't widely differ from a lot of other Democrats that are out there. But the point is, is that he is not a left-wing, quote-unquote, radical upstart as conservatives and as the mainstream media wants to paint him, because, once again, the mainstream thought in this country runs against the war. Thank you, Russell. I appreciate it, man. Have a good day. All right. It's 8:33. We'll take more of your calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Aaron O'Neill, the mainstream thought is that 70 has been a dream this morning. Is that true?
That's true. In fact, a lot of our eastbound routes are back to normal now, too, on the drive 6th Avenue. Boulder Turnpike's just a touch slow at Pecos, but that's nearly recovered this morning. I-70 either direction up to speed. Looks like southbound I-25 has made a complete recovery on that drive-in from Thornton and Northland. We're still a little crowded across downtown. Eastbound C-470 looking much better in the drive across Highlands Ranch. Backed up yet southbound 225 on that approach to Yosemite down towards I-25. And we have a late crash. It's westbound I-76 on the approach to 270. These vehicles are over on the right shoulder. Traffic just a touch backed up there from 74th Avenue on down. Weather for today, another hot one. Highs up around 95 under partly cloudy skies that may open.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
760.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM 760.
8:34, it's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Rockies Auto's the place to go to get that automobile that you need. Rockies, I should say vehicle. Whoever came up with the idea automobile? What does that mean, automobile? It's a mobile and it's auto? That vehicle that you need, Rocky's got a matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So if you put $15 down, they'll put $15, and you got $3,000 put down towards your purchase. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000. And they have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They got everything out there. I mean, you just can't believe the selection. Everything you can think of, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz? Yeah, they got it all. And you know what? Great people to deal with, too. People like Fred Lebrato. Freddie Lebrato out there is a great guy. The Alshear brothers, Spanky, Gerard Menard, they all work hard out there. Ziggy, Sergio, Colby, everybody works hard out there. There's over 100 employees out there dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Not only do Mary and I buy from Rockies, but we send our friends there. John Turk's sister just bought a car there. I mean, it's the place to go. And people who go there just have wonderful things to say about Rockies. You want a great deal, you got to go to Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He does that. And know that they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come after 9, they'll take care of you and you'll be just fine. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're just the best people. I'm going out there today, and I really like hanging out with them. And, you know, Mary and I, as I said, we've bought from them time and time again since 1997. And, you know, they've never steered us wrong. So, really, I recommend them. Rockies Autos, check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over.
But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 838. 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 95, and mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We should let this play on where this woman starts singing. Does anybody know who that is? Turk and I are trying to figure out who this is. I mean, it's Eric Clapton along with whoever this unidentified female singer is. All right, let's get back to the phone. Salazar says he's going to support Lieberman no matter what, and your feelings about that. Let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Matt, you
Hello?
There? Yeah,
hey,
it's your turn.
How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I'm one of those people that voted for Salazar simply because it was you know, the do you want the baseball bat in the face or in the stomach, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't my, you know, Joe Coors was absolutely the worst choice, but Salazar has just been terrible since he's got in. Hopefully next time we'll get an actual Democrat running instead of, you know, an independent or whatever Salazar really is. I wrote him a letter one time or an email after one of his, I think it was after he voted for the, no, it was before a vote was coming up, and I told him I expected him to vote one way, to oppose it because he's a Democrat.
Right.
And he sends me back this stupid email that it's, you know, just the form email that he sends to everybody saying how proud he is that he's voted with Bush over 60% of the time. And I'm sorry, but if you vote with Bush even once, you're an idiot. Because Bush is an idiot.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to have an opposition party in this country, whether it be the Democrats or the Republicans. And the Democrats need to, you know, we need to act like an opposition party. And doing what Lieberman's doing and doing what Salazar is doing and hanging with Lieberman is not supporting the opposition and not playing the role that you should play in order to make government work. And this whole thing about bipartisanship and crossing lines and all of that, you know, you can have some of that, and there should be civility in dealing with issues, which the GOP doesn't seem to have any because it's in the hands of radical authoritarian right-wing folks. But the Democrats in Connecticut spoke. They don't want Lieberman. And so is Salazar a Democrat or is he an independent? I want to know what's his deal?
No, I agree with you. I'm so pissed off about everything right now that I can't see straight. And I guarantee you, Salazar has definitely lost my vote, and he's lost numerous votes of people that voted for him last time.
Well, don't get
everybody
don't.
I know, everyone I know that voted for him will not vote for him next time around, based on his performance. I mean, he's not acting like a Democrat. He's not voting. He's not representing us as a Democrat.
Well, don't get angry. Just get active. That's all I got to say. Matt, thank you, man. Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
All right, see ya. Let's go to George in Denver. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi.
I've got a Salazar yard sign in my garage yet. I'm going to go out in my yard and burn it today.
Well, you sound like you're pretty upset.
Well, you know, it's sort of like flag burning, you might say. I'll burn up his yards, burn up his old... sign. Obviously I have it because I supported him, but he sure hasn't supported me.
So I take it you feel like that his thing about supporting Lieberman is wrong. He's on the wrong track.
Well, I think he's on the wrong track on everything. First of all, I think he's a very dishonest guy because I don't think he ever was a Democrat. I think he's a dino. That infiltrated the Democratic Party. He's probably actually a Republican and who ran as a Democrat, and he's betrayed us.
Yeah, I'd love
supporting,
to...
Supporting Lieberman puts our country in great peril.
I'd love to know what... I'd love to know what the people in the, you know, people in the hierarchy of the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado feel about this. I'd love to ask them.
Well, like another caller said it, and I've written this to Salazar myself. You know, up against Pete Coors, he looked good, but that's about it.
All right, George. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call, and have a good morning.
Thank you.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, I'd like to know what Pat Walk and others think about this. I wonder if they have any comments about it. How they feel about Salazar making these statements that he's going to stand behind Lieberman. You know what? If you're going to do that, what's good of having the process? What's good of having the primary process? There's just no reason for it. I mean, either you stick with your party or you don't. Run as an independent. I mean, I can respect people who do that. You know? They have a right to do it, as I said to the guy who called up... Eric called up from CD4. He's running as independent. I mean, I support Angie Piccioni, but, hey, I don't think that he's wrong in running. He should do what his heart tells him to do. He really should. Boy, we're going to start like pretending it's a 6 o'clock hour. I don't think so. 8:43, 43 minutes past the hour. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to John Nichols from The Nation magazine about the Lamont Lieberman situation. And we'll take more of your calls about Salazar and how you feel about this. And how you feel about what Salazar has done, and that he says he's going to hang with Lieberman no matter what. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looks like we're just about back to normal. There are a few leftover pockets of slowing, including southbound 225 from Yosemite down towards I-25. We're still kind of crowded across downtown for southbound I-25. Got a break by the time you reach Spear, though, and wide open in between downtown and the tech center, either side of the highway. Looks like eastbound 6th Avenue's back to normal. Turnpike's looking much better, so is C-470. And this late crash, westbound I-76 approaching 270. Everything out to the right shoulder, just a touch slow from 74th Avenue. Weather for today, partly cloudy. Highs reaching up near 95 with a few isolated late afternoon thundershowers. We've warmed up to 77. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyer.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOWS.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOWS.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no MedPay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
3000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder, it's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Robert Elliott. I joined the Guard on my 17th birthday. I'm actually going to be one of the first grandkids in my family to go to college. The Guard's paying for my college and my books. The time I served in the Guard taught me a lot. It's also enabling me to make my life better by paying for college, teaching me the life's lessons that I just wouldn't have received. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 95, under mostly sunny skies. By the way, the singer on that Eric Clapton song was Yvonne Elliman. Who also, I think, had a hit in the, I want to say, in the 70s, the late 70s, maybe the middle 70s, with If You Don't Have Me. I think she had a hit on her own. If I Can't Have You is the name of it. That's right. Okay. Thank you, John Turk. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Ken Salazar, it's on page 38A today of the Rocky Mountain News. He's going to hang with Lieberman, even though Lieberman lost the Democratic primary, and are you happy with Ken Salazar over this? And I just question this. I mean, you know, if Ken Salazar wants to be an independent, he ought to just become one. But, like, when do you not respect the Democratic Party, or when do you not respect the tradition? I mean, it would even be in the Republican Party, you'd have the same thing if somebody won the Republican primary and then they decided to run as an independent. I mean, you know, do you think that the GOP would go through this? I don't think this would happen. Let's go to Truman on I-70. Truman, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Thanks much. It's great to talk to you.
Oh, nice to have you on, man.
Hey, just to follow up what you were saying a minute ago, and something I haven't heard really but through the whole process of the Lieberman-Lamont primary, is that ever since Lieberman was even challenged, he's come out and said flat out that he wasn't going to respect the results of the primary. And I'm curious as to what you were saying a minute ago. Where's Howard Dean on this, and why at that point, when Lieberman said he wasn't going to respect the party's decision, why didn't they say, okay, well, you're basically out of the party?
Because the position would be that you would stay out of the primary until the decision is made, and then you would make a comment. So I think Howard Dean's deal would be that he would automatically tell you that he would back Lamont, and that he's in Lamont's corner. And he probably doesn't agree with what Lieberman has done, and probably regrets it. I don't know what his feelings are, but I think that's what he would say. But we'll try to place a call today and see if we can get him on the air and see if he'll talk to us about it.
Yeah, because I'm just wondering, you know, if without the primary system, really, what's the function of the Democratic Party other than to get, you know, coalesce the voters or a voter bloc around a common candidate? And at this point, they're really spiking the tires. And I think, you know. And I already left a message and talked to Salazar's office about the same thing you were just saying. Is if he's not going to, you know, he doesn't have to vote with the Democratic Party on every single issue by any means. And, you know, I think generally speaking, they should all be independents in office. I mean, their votes are their votes, and their constituents is who they represent. But from the primary system, what else is it that means that with the D behind their name?
Well, without the primary system, what you'd do is you would just have nothing but insiders pick the nominees.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I've lived in states that don't have a primary system, that have just a caucus system, and it's dominated by insiders. I mean, it's only dominated by activists and insiders. The majority of the public has no role and doesn't show up, and it's not a good thing. I mean, the primary process on both sides, both Republican and Democratic, is there for a reason, and it's a thing that should be honored.
Yep, I agree completely, and that's, and I guess my question is, what's the motivation or the impetus for the candidates, or you know, to honor that system, if they, you know, and what's the benefit to them of being in the party? Obviously, the party gives them money, support, gets them seats on committees when they're in the Senate, and if they're going to say, well, you know, I can take the good of the party when I want it and ignore when the party doesn't support me, and then go around it. What's the point, I guess? You know,
yeah, there is no point. I agree. I'm with you 100%. Truman, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great one.
All right, you too. Be safe. Let's go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, thanks. Real quick, I mean, Lieberman was once the chairman of the DLC, the Democratic Leadership Council. This is a guy that served three terms as a senator being a Democrat. Now he's just completely stepped away. I mean, that is just, where's the character? Where's the, this guy is, I have no respect for him.
Yeah, I don't know how Connecticut voters will look at it. I don't know how independents there would look at it, but I would look at him with a jaundiced eye, having pulled this stunt. And I think he's more concerned about Jomentum. I think he's more concerned about himself than he is about the party or respecting the voters' wishes. And as Truman just said, what's the point behind a primary process if you don't get to make a choice, and if the people who are involved in the primary process don't respect it? I mean, if Lieberman wasn't going to honor it, why did he run? He should have just gone ahead and just declared himself an independent early on.
I agree, and I think what we have to do with Salazar at this point is just get active and make him aware of the fact that we're watching this. We're not going to accept it. We're not going to accept doing a night horse camel on this.
Well, I'm going to call his office today when I get off the air, and I'm just going to tell him, and I'm going to send him an email and tell him that, you know what, I don't appreciate it, I don't like it. And I think that it does a disservice not only to the party, but also to the country as a whole.
You know, the scary thing is it looks like he's just following the money. He just wants to be behind Lieberman.
I don't know what his motivation is. I would really like to find out what that is, whether he does this because he and Lieberman are friends, and he feels like he's got to stand behind a friend, or if he doesn't agree with Ned Lamont. And you know, I'd really like to find out where his head's at about this, but the trouble of him is you can never get him to come on the air. He doesn't do very many radio appearances, and if he does, he does it with the big right-wing blowtorch, but he won't come on with us. But you know what? We'll place a call to his office anyway and try and see what happens.
Well, now he has been with Al Franken. He has been with a few other people. And when he's on, he just sounds like, you know, hey, I'm doing this because this is what's necessary, but it never comes across as very sincere. And the thing is, with Lamont, is I really urge everybody to go to his website because I'm kind of tired of everybody saying, well, he's, you know, against the war and that's his big thing. We're propagating that myth that that's his big issue. He has got so many other things that he's against. Lieberman got into the Terry Schiavo incident.
Yeah, that's right.
He got behind Social Security. I mean, it was like there are so many other things about Lieberman that are just being lost in this, you know, controversy about the war that we need to look further and say, okay, you know what, Lamont is not a single issue candidate.
Well, I mean, Lieberman appeared on Pat Robertson's 700 Club. What's up with that? Robertson's a hate monger. I'd like Lieberman to explain that. I'd like to find out what that's about. Jeff, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Connor in Boulder. Connor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. You know what? This just seems like it's out of a classic novel. Back in 2000... Lieberman and Gore lose to Nader because he runs as an independent, and he's turning around, and the exact same thing is going to happen to him. What Nader did to the Democratic Party back in 2000, that's what Lieberman is doing to the Democratic Party right now. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good observation. Wouldn't you love to sit down with Joe Lieberman and try to ask him how he squares that?
Yeah, and they haven't said a thing about it yet in the Times. They haven't said a thing about it yet on the blog. But it's ironic. The irony. It's classic. He's doing the exact same thing to the Democratic Party. What was done to him. It was done to him. And he's turning around and doing the exact same thing. It's unbelievable. You just can't see the forest through the trees, you know?
Yeah, it's weird. You know what? It really is weird. And I'm trying to think of the title of his... I think it's like Lieberman for Congress is the title of his... was on his independent filing, or Lieberman for Connecticut or something like that. And notice how he puts his name first. I mean, the guy just doesn't want to let go, and you're right, though. It is ironic that this is happening.
But there is something good to come out of this. We see now what can happen to someone like Joe Lieberman when he goes with Bush. And hopefully, happened to Joe will happen to a lot of other people who are going with Bush and supporting this war. They'll all turn around and come to help us here in 2006. I mean, sorry, not
2008.
But this fall, yes.
All right, Connor. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Contact Ken Salazar's office at 303-455-7600. That's 303-455-7600 if you don't like what he's doing. Or go to salazar.senate.gov and send him an email and ask him why he's hanging with Joseph Lieberman. 303-455-7600. John Nichols of The Nation up next to analyze what happened in Connecticut. And then open phones and anything you want to talk about.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sounds even better with an HD radio. In high definition, we sound like an FM station.
Really?
Get all the details about HD radio on AM760.net.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. While fierce fighting rages in southern Lebanon, the Israeli government has decided to expand its campaign against Hezbollah. We're live in Jerusalem with CBS News correspondent Robert Berger.
Israel's security cabinet has authorized the army to send troops all the way to the Litani River in south Lebanon, about 18 miles from the border. The aim is to stop rocket attacks and deal a crippling blow to Hezbollah. Officials say the operation could last 30 days. Israel fears high casualties. The army won't confirm a report that 11 soldiers were killed in Lebanon today.
And with more on today's fighting, here's CBS's Kristen Gillespie.
After a relatively quiet day in Beirut, Israel has begun airstrikes again in the southern suburbs of Beirut. They launched at least four missiles from a ship that is visible in the distance in the Mediterranean.
In March, American journalist Jill Carroll was freed 82 days after her kidnapping in Iraq. Well, today, the U.S. military says soldiers have arrested four men in connection with her abduction. CBS News reporter Pete Gao in Baghdad with details.
There's no indication of when these arrests took place or the identity of the men they have in custody, but they were linked with four houses situated between Fallujah and Baghdad, believed to be linked to hostage-taking.
In today's violence, an Iraqi military official was gunned down in Basra, and police in Baghdad discovered three bodies with bullet holes in the head. July was a very bloody month, officials say, in nearly 2,000 bodies were taken to the morgue in Baghdad. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman says he's not throwing in the towel.
This is an important and exciting opportunity for me.
Lieberman wasted no time announcing his intention to run as an independent following his stunning Democratic primary loss to a political unknown. How did it happen? CBS News correspondent Trish Regan.
According to a CBS News New York Times exit poll, 80% of those that voted yesterday opposed the war in Iraq. And that's the sentiment that political novice Ned Lamont was able to capitalize on. In just months, he went from an unknown candidate to nominee.
Former Ohio State football star Maurice Claret has been charged with carrying a concealed weapon and a traffic violation after his arrest in Columbus early this morning. Police say they chased Claret and were forced to mace him. Then they say they discovered four guns in his car. The message appears to be getting through. The first national study of its kind has found that overall online sexual solicitations have fallen during the past 5 years. The lead author is Janice Wallach at the University of New Hampshire.
We not only found an overall decline in unwanted solicitations, we found that fewer kids had gone to a chat room in the past year. Fewer kids were talking online to people they didn't know in person.
On the downside, online bullying and porn solicitations have increased. Checking Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is ahead 29 points and the NASDAQ is up 20. This is CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similazon Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similazon Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similazon is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similazon in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similazon Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I help people live the American dream every day.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The smoke has cleared in the 7th Congressional District, and Ed Perlmutter is the last man standing. Perlmutter winning the three-way race for the Democratic nomination to replace Bob Beaupre in Congress, handily beating Peggy Lamb and Herb Rubenstein. Now, Perlmutter wasted no time going on the offensive against his Republican opponent in November, Rick O'Donnell, tarring him with the George Bush brush.
You could see it with the two, with the president and Rick looking admiringly at one another as they got off of Air Force One. It's just more of the same. There is no real debate. There is no change. And that's going to be the discussion we're going to have for the next 90 days.
Pollster Floyd Cerulli says the 7th District race will be one of the most expensive in the country, as Democrats see a very good chance of taking that seat away from the GOP.
I think there'll probably be a record expenditure in that race. It could be a $4 or $5 million congressional race for Colorado.
Perlmutter is expected to bring in a lot of Democratic heavyweights to aid in his battle. Down south, it was a bitter and close primary race in the 5th Congressional District to replace the retiring Joel Heffley. State Senator Doug Lamborn edging out ex-Heffley congressional aide Jeff Crank. Lamborn will now face Democrat Jay Fawcett in November in a district where GOPers outnumber Dems 2-1. That's your AM 760 local news update. I'm John M. Here's Saren O'Neill with traffic.
Trying to get this drive wrapped up, and it looks like most of our highways are nearly back to normal, just a little bit slow yet. Southbound I-25 and that trip across downtown. Now we have a late crash. Any traffic headed up towards the city of Boulder? Westbound Highway 36 just after Sheridan, a couple of cars involved in a wreck. Now they cleared off to the shoulder, but that has traffic backed up on the approach. Once you clear that, you've got a wide-open drive heading up into the city of Boulder. And wrapped up on this accident now, too, westbound I-76 approaching 270. It's a much better drive there. Weather for today, partly cloudy and another hot one.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com. On online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
He forced me to take a stand. He said, well, who's going to win? And it was the first time on any, I've done a lot of these shows on this race. It's the first time where I actually thought, okay, I better bite the bullet and, you know, say it. And Lamont pulled it off. In fact, I have to say, it's, you know, it's not the landslide win some of us might have hoped for, because I think a decisive win might have caused Joe Lieberman just to drop back immediately. But Lamont's win is a very, very meaningful one. You should understand, this is the first time since the war in Iraq began, and really it's the first time since the debate prior to the war, that a clearly anti-war candidate beat a prominent pro-war candidate.
Yeah. You know, that's absolutely right.
It's a really meaningful race, yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Wellstone would have given us that. Wellstone would have given us that in 2002. If Dean had been nominated, he might well have given us that in 2004. But the fact of the matter is that in the marquee races where this issue has been central, we have been denied victory for a variety of reasons. And this, it came last night, and I think that we ought to be very careful about losing ourselves in all the analysis and all the, you know, the political sort of gamesmanship, and recognize that on a fundamental issue, those of us who said for a long time that the war in Iraq is a bad war and that it is unpopular, when people are given a chance to really make a stand on it, they will vote against it, have been proven right.
Well, you know, one of the things that bothers me is the media's continued insistence that this guy is from the left and that he's, you know, they try to equate him with McGovern, which the McGovern loss in 72 had a lot more to do than just being anti-war. It had, there were a lot of other things which the media now doesn't seem to want to talk about or, you know, bring up. But there's a poll out. There's an Opinion Research Corporation poll for CNN that says 60% of Americans oppose the Iraq War. What Ned Lamont is saying is mainstream thought.
That's exactly right. And I think that one of the things that needs to be understood about Ned Lamont, and I've spent a lot of time with him, is that he's not George McGovern. Now, I love George McGovern. I think George McGovern's one of the finest people who ever served in public office. And I'll note that even George Bush accepted George McGovern as the U.S. representative to the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like McGovern's such a pariah that Republicans won't go near him. Bob Dole calls him one of the great heroes of American politics. But Ned Lamont is not George McGovern. Ned Lamont is a 52-year-old, highly successful businessman who entered this race out of his frustration with the Democratic Party's failure to speak up for mainstream America, and out of his faith, a faith that I think you share, that if Americans would just express a sensible foreign policy, if Democrats would just express a sensible foreign policy, one that says that in addition to having a strong military, we must also have a strong diplomacy and containment policies and good foreign aid policies and all sorts of other things that allow us to avoid having to use our strong military. If Democrats would just say that, they would start winning a lot more elections.
Now, that's,
so Lamont has proven it right.
That's exactly where I'm at. I mean, I'm definitely on the same page as Lamont. Today in the newspaper here, the Rocky Mountain News, there's an article about Ken Salazar. Salazar says that he is going to support Lieberman regardless. What's your take on that?
Well, I think Colorado Democrats ought to talk to Ken Salazar. I mean, this is an important thing. What I find fascinating and highly significant is that Ken Salazar was elected to the U.S. Senate from Colorado because a lot of progressives who had some objections to him, who didn't quite agree with him on every issue, stepped back and said, well, he's the strongest candidate. He's won our primary. We're going to back him, right?
Right.
There were people who competed with Salazar who wanted to be the nominee other than him, people who were more liberal. But once he got the nomination, there was unity. And Colorado Democrats ought to ask Ken Salazar, does he want to forgo that sort of unity? Does he believe that progressives who backed him shouldn't have done so?
Yeah, I think it's a real good question to ask. And would he appreciate it if he were stuck in the same position as Lieberman? And also, I'd like to know further answer about Salazar's position on the war.
Well, let's be clear about Salazar. This is a very important thing. Salazar, unlike Lieberman, has supported some of the middle ground resolutions on the war. He has supported efforts to force the Bush administration to explain what they're doing and to try to start developing a timeline for withdrawal. So Salazar is not where Lieberman is. And I just think that cooler heads will begin to prevail as this week goes on. A lot of Democrats are going to see that Chris Dodd, the senior Democratic senator from Connecticut, and somebody who has known Joe Lieberman throughout his entire career, someone who nominated Joe Lieberman at the Connecticut Democratic Party convention this year and campaigned actively for him throughout this campaign, will this morning announce his support for Ned Lamont. Because Chris Dodd, who lives in Connecticut, on the ground there, respects the voters of Connecticut and the Democratic voters of Connecticut more than he does the Washington insider game.
9:13, 13 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Nichols from The Nation on the line. What message does this send to the Republicans and also to other Democratic candidates across the country? What message does this send?
Two very different messages, Jay. The message to Republicans, already delivered very firmly from the White House this morning and from all their spin doctors, is, oh, the Democrats are going left, they're going too far out, blah, blah, blah. That's the official talking point. The reason that they're so hysterical about it, the reason that their propaganda operation, Fox TV, literally had anti-Lamont stuff up all through the day yesterday, is because they're terrified of this guy. They wouldn't be attacking him, they wouldn't be making a big deal of it if they thought that Lamont didn't mean anything. The fact is, Republicans publicly say, oh, he's a left-wing nut. Privately, they acknowledge he is a very, very attractive candidate with a business background, with a Republican background. His father served in the Nixon administration, who is going to be able to go to those Republican suburbs, talk to voters there ostensibly about foreign policy and about business and all sorts of other matters, and I think do very well. Now, the question then is, what will Democrats do? Will they believe what Republicans say publicly and be scared by Lamont, or will they believe what Republicans say privately and recognize that Ned Lamont actually has the message Democrats need to be delivering this fall? I mean, his message is a very, very simple one, but a very smart one. It is, when you spend $250 million a day in Iraq, that is $250 million you cannot spend on health care, education, or a smart foreign policy that will keep us out of future wars. I think most Americans, as the polling tells us today, find that a very attractive message.
Connecticut is made up primarily of independents. Then you have Democrats and you have Republicans. Can Lamont win the general election?
Without a doubt. There's no question Lamont can win the general election. There were polls early on that showed that if it was a Lamont-Lieberman Republican race, the three-candidate race, that Lieberman would blow away, that he'd be an easy victor. But those polls were taken at a point when most voters in Connecticut said they didn't know who Ned Lamont was. Now that people know who Ned Lamont is, he's in that race, he's a very competitive figure. I would not be shocked if an initial poll showed Lieberman running about even with Lamont or even ahead of him. But as this campaign plays out and as Ned Lamont goes around that state and says, very frankly, look, you have a choice between Ned Lamont and a progressive vision for the Democratic Party and the country, or Joe Lieberman and George Bush. That's a very stark choice. The Republican's going to be an irrelevant player in that race, and my bet is that when all is said and done, those Connecticut Democrats, Republicans, in more than you would expect, and certainly those independents, will find Ned Lamont a very attractive candidate. He's not the kind of like spew of the blogosphere that a lot of people think. He's not some sort of, left-wing kook that got talked into a candidacy. This is a guy whose grandfather negotiated the Treaty of Versailles for Woodrow Wilson, whose father served as a deputy cabinet secretary for Richard Nixon, whose uncle helped form the ACLU, who himself has served in local government, been a key player in think tanks, was a journalist, a radio personality. I mean, this guy's got a lot more heft to him than most people think. And when he gets out there talking to folks, I think he's going to make a very good impression.
Does he have the money and resources? I mean, Lieberman's got a lot of money left, I imagine.
Well, yes. Ned Lamont is the grandson of the co-founder of J.P. Morgan. He is richer than anybody you know. And that's one of the underpinnings of this race. I don't necessarily like the idea that the only time a good progressive can win is when he can pay his own freight, and I don't think that's always the case. But in this circumstance, Ned Lamont can personally finance a successful challenge to Joe Lieberman in Connecticut. He won't do that. He's been very committed to the idea of raising grassroots money from around the country and from Connecticut, and he's gotten a lot of it. But when all is said and done, there is absolutely no question that Ned Lamont has the resources to run this race. In fact, my suspicion is that as the race evolves, the question will be, does Joe Lieberman have the resource base to pursue this race? Because I think an awfully lot of Democratic donors and Democratic interest groups are going to take a serious look at this race, and they're going to ask themselves, do we really want to take a gamble on pouring money into Joe Lieberman, maybe even reelecting them, and then having him decide, well, I really am peeved at what the Democrats did to me. I'm going to sit with the Republicans.
Yeah, good point. Really a really good point.
His own Connecticut, the top political reporter in Connecticut, David Lightman from the Hartford Courant, suggested last evening that there was a real possibility that Joe Lieberman would, at the end of the day, if Republicans offered him a good committee chairmanship, possibly switch. So I think that a lot of Democratic donors are going to listen to messages like that, and Lieberman may raise a lot of money, but it may not be from Democrats.
All right, John Nichols, appreciate it, man. Thank you for being on the show, and, you know, you're welcome here anytime, and just love talking to you. Really, really love talking to you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, and I enjoy, even out as I travel around the country, I get to listen to you filling in for Ed Schultz now and again.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's John Nichols. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, you want to talk about the Lieberman-Lamont thing, that's fine with me. If you want to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, four open lines, 303-713-7600. If you want to veer off of this and go to something else, you want to talk about primary results, or you want to talk about some other thing that may be on your mind that may be bothering you or that you just want to talk about, 303-713-7600, four open lines right now. And let's shoot the bull between each other and see what's going on. And I'm interested to hear what's...
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks. Think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. High 95 today, mostly sunny, although it looks cloudy out there.
Now, let me go. Let's have a little look here.
Ah, it doesn't look that cloudy. I'm wrong. Scattered little clouds, right? Nothing serious. All right, it's open phones. And whatever you want to talk about, we'll do that. And glad to have you call in and be part of the show. Let's go to Johnny in Golden, who's been hanging on. Johnny, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How's it going today?
It's going pretty good, actually.
Wonderful. Listen, I'm not really savvy politically and don't want to say anything outrageous, whatever, but I do want to make a couple brief statements. One is, I believe Salazar is only in there because of that rum cake Pete Coors. People flocked to the voting booths to make sure that that didn't happen no matter what.
Well, I wasn't here when this went on, so you know what? I got to rely on guys like you and other people to explain it to me because I wasn't here when that election took place.
It was terrifying that Pete Coors was going to get in there with the religious right and focus on the family and all that. It was really scary. So people flocked behind Salazar for that, and he should be thankful and thank Pete Coors every day that he's in office because of that.
That would, you know, that'd be kind of a weird marriage, like focus on the family and all those right-wing fundamentalists backing a guy who owns a brewery.
It's insane, and then he gets the allegedly gets the DUI by his house. It's scary.
Yeah, that is weird. All right, that's point one. What's the other one?
The whole Peggy Lamb thing. I saw something on TV about her negative campaigning, slandering the other fellow. I believe it's Perlmutter. The fellow that won. Bless his heart, because he is a women's rights advocate and is trying to help and do right things, and she kind of twisted something that he didn't vote on. A bill that was written wrong, and he didn't support it, and I'm glad that she didn't win just because of that. We don't need any negative. If it's negative and it's true, that's one thing, but to slander things and twist them around, that's horrible. So I'm glad that she didn't win.
You know, I supported Peggy Lamb, and
I know you say that all the time, and I appreciate that because you're aware, and that's good that you support a candidate, but I saw that thing on TV, and it soured me so bitterly.
Well, those days are gone now, and now we have to look towards November. And the thing is, you got to get involved and help Ed, either help him with volunteering, or give him money. He's going to desperately need that too. We've got to band together now and get behind Ed and make Ed the next congressman from CD7, and he will win. But we need to help him, and so now's the time to either go to his website or call his campaign office and get involved with him, because he's a good man and we need to back him and push him all the way. This needs to be a Democratic year in November, and we need to do our part. Johnny, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you for everything you do, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right, you got it. Thanks for being on the show. Let's go to Don in Littleton. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hi, Don. What's up?
You know, I was just listening to another station, and one of their Republican whack jobs over there is just, you could just feel his venom, that he's so mad over what happened last night. And I just think this is a good wake-up call for everyone to, what you just said, was to volunteer, or if you have money, give money, because this would be the first time that I volunteer for a candidate coming up, just because we've got to do something about this. I mean, I've never actually been angry about what's going on in the world like this.
Well, I'm with you, and I'm sending Ed some money today. And I think everybody should do what they can. And as far as, the conservatives, as far as the authoritarian conservatives on the talk stations, as far as them getting upset, you know, they're upset. And what they're going to do is they're going to characterize this as Ned Lamont is a, he's a lefty and he's this and he's that. But what they're not going to admit to, what they're not going to talk about, what they're not going to come forward and own up to, is the fact that Ned Lamont's feelings about the Iraq War are not left-wing fringe thoughts. They're mainstream thoughts in America today. 60% of Americans oppose the Iraq War. That's out in a new poll by Opinion Research Corporation done for CNN. And people are opposed this war. They oppose the handling of this war. It's mainstream thought. This is their way of trying to marginalize Ned Lamont and marginalize those of us who believe that this war is wrong and that this war should end. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to scream it's all left. But you know what? It's not. And these issues that we're talking about are all mainstream issues. The war is a mainstream issue. Healthcare is a mainstream issue. Energy is a mainstream issue. Education is a mainstream issue. And if you go look at the public opinion polls, the minimum wage is a mainstream issue. If you go look at the public opinion polls indicate that we are closer to the mainstream in this country than they are, but they don't want to own up to that stuff.
Yep, that's right.
No, they don't. They don't want to admit it. I'll guarantee you that nobody on any of the three other conservative radio stations in this town will quote this CNN poll. No one will come forward and give it an airing of any kind, because they don't want to acknowledge that they're on the wrong side of the issue.
Yeah, the only time the polls work for, that they ever quote polls is when they're on their, when they favor their view, which never happens, at least not in the last, two or three years. It's been all downhill for them. And I just want to keep seeing this downward spiral go on for the right wing, and it's just, it just gets me energized last night. So,
well, you know what? Keep that energy, man, and let's ride it all the way to November. Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. All right. Well, he hung up quick. Sometimes I can't get to the button before people are done. All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. And we are the mainstream. I mean, this whole idea, it's time for us to stand up and go, look, you know what? Knock off the marginalization rhetoric, because it's not true. That's not true. And you know what? We can fix this country. A better day is coming. We can make things happen. All we have to do is rely on ourselves, rely on our vision, and do what we know is right. Do what we know is right. And let's have a debate. Let's have a debate. Let's have an honest debate about the issues. You know, O'Donnell, debate Perlmutter. Perlmutter, Ed will take it to you, because Ed's on the right side of the issues. Angie's on the right side of the issues. Bill Winter's on the right side of the issues. Jay Fawcett's on the right side of the issues. We're on the right side. That's just, you go look at the public opinion polls, we are on the right.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan, singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan, September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
I'm 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:35, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 95. Mostly sunny skies. Thanks for being here this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Here because they couldn't get anybody else to do it, so they got me. I was the last man left standing. There's nobody else. They searched nationwide and had to settle on me. Okay, it's open phones, and let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Elaine in Longmont. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi,
Hello?
Elaine. Hi, you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Am I there?
Yep, you're on.
Okay. I would like to see you do something to talk about what the Democrats and the Republicans have in common. And I would like to appeal to your more conservative listeners, when I'm one of those, that whether or not you've ever been a Democrat, you probably should vote straight Democrat ticket, especially in the next big election in a couple of years.
Well,
because we have to have change. We've got to have change. We've got to come back to history, where there have been Democrats and Republicans, there have always been differences, but the polarization needs to go now. We need to talk about, what do we have in common? You know, keeping a balanced budget, is that something that we have in common?
Yeah, I think so. I think most people...
The administration has gone crazy. They appeal to the religious and morality ethics to run their campaign, but they've done anything but. And I'll tell you, I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican, and I'm not an independent. I've spent my history voting for candidates that I really thought up, stood up for what was right. in what was moral and ethical. And I own and have an international organization, and I'm a minister, and I'm absolutely appalled at how our country has gotten duped by religious rhetoric to win votes. It's an awful thing.
Yeah, it is. It is awful. And I think that there is a lot in common. There's a lot out there. I think most of us would like our money spent prudently, and I think most of us object to the fact that the federal budget has gotten out of control and that the deficit is out of control. I think most of us object to the fact that there are no answers coming from Washington, D.C. over crucial questions such as the war, such as health care, education, the things that I named off earlier.
Right.
These are all things that we confront every single day, and I think that we have to return to a day where Republicans and Democrats sit down and have to work these things out. But, you know, since 1994, the polarization, particularly in the House of Representatives, ushered in by people like Newt Gingrich and Tom DeLay, have been terrible. And they have whipped up this, you know, the authoritarian right has whipped up this thing of fear and of having an enemy. And they use that to stay in power. And they've been doing this. They've been having this, you know, this war of words. And we've sat there and not answered back. And, you know, we're tired of it. And I think all of us want a breakthrough. I think all of us want change. I think all of us want a redirection of the country. But I feel sorry for people who are independents. I feel sorry for people who are moderates. I feel sorry for people who now wake up and don't recognize their own political party, which is the GOP. The only thing I can say is that we got a big tent, and that there are some common themes that run through those of us that are progressives, but there's room for everybody, and right now what this country needs worse than anything else is it needs a viable opposition party, and it's time for us to join ranks, and it's time for us to close ranks and to get some change going in this country, and the best place to do it is with the Democratic Party.
Right, and if you listen to anything with the World Tribunal, and in particular the one from 2005, they'll tell you that we are all very, very naive in our country, that large corporations are what are controlling things.
That's right.
And we need the Democrats, the Republicans, whoever, to step up and have some honesty and not be controlled by that, to go back to base principles that I do think both parties agree on.
Well, the
things have gotten so far away from caring about the individuals in our country. And, you know, you're seeing some of that confusion right now with what's going on with the Libra. I mean, let's just jump on the bandwagon of what's in it for me.
Well, the Republican... the Republican
not represent your party or any party, but let's look at what's in it for me.
Well, the Republican Party will never do what you're asking because their constituency are big corporations. The Democrats...
Exactly.
The Democrats
exactly.
Do have people in it that their constituents are big corporations, people like Joseph Lieberman. Mm-hmm. But there are a hell of a lot of us out here, Elaine, that are determined to change things. And we're pushing for change, and by God, we're going to have setbacks, but you know what? We are going to change things, and we are going to make things happen if it takes us the rest of our lives to get it done, and we're not going to give up, and the only thing we can do is open our arms and say, come join us.
And I agree, and I think the people who are diehard Republicans need to wake up and smell the roses and see what is really controlling their party, and I think they need to look at that and not be so naive, not be by the big business stuff that's controlling everything.
I agree 100%. Elaine, thank you for being on the program. Please call again.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day. Let's go to Norm, who's listening in Minneapolis. Norm, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing this morning, Jay?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What I'm calling about basically is, and I think most people have said this, but I think the whole Lieberman thing is a really good thing because most of us who have been Democrats have felt like we're trapped, that we have no choice but to go with the party just in order to maintain some kind of control. But I really think, finally, with Ned Lamont breaking out, people are beginning to realize, and myself included, that, you know, if things aren't going to change, then I'm going to vote for who I feel strongly, most strongly for. And, you know, I want to... there isn't change, you know, happening, and I think that there needs to be a cleaning out. I think his really profane attitude towards the public and his constituents, to me, is really disgraceful. And the fact that you immediately turn around and register as an independent to me is really insulting to me, even though I'm not in Connecticut.
Yeah, it's pretty disrespectful. And as I said earlier this morning, you know, you think about it, we need the primary process. If you don't have the primary process, only insiders pick the nominees. I have been in states, have lived and worked in states that only had a caucus system and had no public primaries, and it's all dominated by insiders because basically they make sure they show up, they make sure that they're active, you know, people who go about their everyday lives who might have 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it takes to step into a voting booth and make a decision, they're not involved in what goes down, so they're left out. And I think that whether you're Republican or Democrat or wherever you stand, you know, you have to respect the primary system. Now, I think if you want to run as an independent, I think if you want to run as a third-party candidate, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got to declare that intention in the beginning, and you got to take that path in the beginning, not get into a primary in either party, lose that primary, and then turn around and say, okay, well, I'm still running, but I'm going to run as an independent. I mean, that's disingenuous, and it's wrong. It's just a wrong move. It's not right.
Well, I think there are members in both parties that need to be cleaned out as far as trying to get back to the general goals you're talking about as far as health care. I mean, I'm astounded that everyone talks about the immigrants being, you know, so stupid, yet Mexico has really done an excellent job of boycotting the election and done more than anything we ever did in the United States.
Yeah, they're forcing a recount, partial recount there. And that's to their credit. Once again, I think, you know, as I said before, I mean, once again, I think that we need to realize that we are in the mainstream of America, not accept this thing that goes on from the authoritarian right, that we're not, that's what they'll spend all day today doing, which is a beating on us and trying to marginalize us and, the party's shifting to the left and everything else. But see, that's not true. And if you look at the public opinion polls, what Ned Lamont is talking about, most Americans feel and most Americans believe, and we're on the right side of the issues. And there are members of our party who are on the wrong side of the issues. But you know what? They're going to have to learn that the American public, you know, they're going to have to catch up. I mean, they're just going to have to learn that the American public is not going to accept the status quo. And as I said, we're open to everybody. I mean, everybody ought to hop on, and we're a big tent on a lot of ideas, but we also have some core ideas that run through us. But we're a big tent, and everybody ought to hop on, and we ought to get to moving to do something about the direction, because the majority of Americans believe, once again, via public opinion polls, that this country is on the wrong track, and the GOP is not going to change their stance. They're controlled by the authoritarian religious right. And they're wedded to big corporations in the business community, and they'll vote against each of our individual self-interests every single time, and we need to stand together, and we need to make a change. Norm, thank you, man. Have a great morning.
You too.
Thank you very much. See you later. You know, I do much better on this show than I do on Ed Schultz's show. Norm listens to me from Ed's show, and I think it's partly because by the time John and I get on Schultz's show, we've been up virtually for 12 hours, or we've been up all day. I would never say this on Schultz's show. I would never say it on Springer's show, but I always feel much more at home just talking to you guys. And I'm glad Norm called up from Minneapolis. I'm glad he made a long-distance call. If there's anybody else streaming us on AM760.net who has listened either from the Springer show or the Schultz show, you know, don't feel like you can't get involved at 303-713-7600. And to set discussion and disagreement what it's all about. I mean, if you're sitting out there and you don't agree with what we're saying or you don't agree with what the callers are saying, you know what? You can always get involved. You can always jump on. You can always give your opinion. And I try very, very hard. I don't make it all the time, but I try very, very hard to listen to what you have to say and to be able to let you get out what you feel. Even though sometimes I slip. But I try to do my best. All right, more of your calls coming up. One line open at 303.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255.
303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
From Boulder bound, it should be off to the shoulder, but still might be catching some looks through there. Weather forecast, mostly sunny. Scattered storms a possibility this afternoon with a high of 95. Clear skies tonight, low 62. Partly sunny, still a chance of a late-day storm tomorrow. High of 97 expected. Right now it's 81 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The same AAA that jumpstarts your car can jumpstart your vacation. AAA Travel. Call, click, or visit AAA for...
You've heard about rules of the road. Today, you're going to learn about insurance rules of the road for personal injuries. Rule number one, the insurance company is not on your side. Rule number two, the insurance company has highly trained adjusters and lawyers on their side. Rule number three, if you don't readily understand exactly why you need a professional on your side, go back to rules one and two. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. At Bell & Pollock, we've worked for over 20 years to help injured people just like you navigate this unending maze of insurance laws and insurance traps. When you're injured and deal with an insurance company, you need your own professional. We're experienced personal injury lawyers. We'll handle your claim on a distinguished and professional basis. If you've been injured, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. 303-795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
Whatever your needs are, Rockies can cover that. Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They really do. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. And they got everything you can think of from Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Volkswagen, Pontiac, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. I mean, the list goes on and on. Jaguar, they got Mercedes-Benz. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And now with their matching down incentive, it even becomes better. Because, you know what? You've got the chance here to really get a good deal. Up to $1,500 matching down. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and then what you've got is you've got $3,000 towards your car. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you got $2,000. And my good friends are working out there. I mean, guys like the Alshire brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Bernard, great people working out of Rockies. Izzy, Sergio, Colby. There's just a ton of good people, over 100 people out there working to make sure that your buying experience is really, really a good one. And they want your repeat business, and they want you to tell others, because they know that word of mouth is a very, very powerful thing. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll stay late, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. Also, check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, he handles that. And check out the inventory as well. Rockies Autos, I'm going out there today, as a matter of fact, to see them. There's no better place to just hang out or to buy a car, and, you know, they just have incredible bargains, and they got good deals. We send everybody we know to Rockies, and Turk's sister just bought a car out there. So, you know, check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
Go, Johnny
Cash. Along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. She asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said,
I've been everywhere, man.
I've traveled every road in this here land.
Yeah, you know what? He didn't have the hit originally on this, though. Hank Snow did, but this is a good version of it. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. High today, 95. Mostly sunny. Listen to me with my disc jockey talk. He didn't have the hit on that. You know, that I appreciate it, man. I mean, I'll never lose that from having played country music for like 17 years. All right, it's open phones. Let's go to Terry in North Glen. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
And I do mean good.
Yeah, I got you, man. It's a great morning.
You know, I'm talking about Lamont versus Lieberman.
Oh, I agree.
My first question is, which one of the wackos in the Republican Party got the primary down in 5?
Lamborn.
Oh, special. Anyway.
Yeah, he got it because he could bash gays and he could do all that kind of stuff. He could get away with it more than anybody else. So I guess they chose him.
Did you read the profile in the weekend paper about him?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, boy. Anyway. My original question was, who are we going to start looking at or trying to find to replace Salazar? You know, the last election was really, were we going to vote for wacko Republican or were we going to vote for Republican light? And, well, we ended up with the light.
I don't know if at this point that's the answer. I think the answer to this is that if you think that Salazar's backing of Lieberman is wrong based on policy... based on principles and based on the principles of the primary idea, then the thing is we just need to get in touch with him and just tell him how we feel. And if enough of us do, maybe he'll back off this idea of supporting Lieberman, even though Lieberman is going outside the Democratic Party. I think that's the first and most crucial step. So either call him today or send him an email, and let's see how he reacts to that. And if enough of us get together and do that, maybe, you know, he'll realize that his base... doesn't appreciate the fact that he's going to support this guy because the guy's outside the party and that the party chose Lamont, Ned Lamont, so he should be backing Ned Lamont. I think that's what we need to do at this point.
Well, you know, if you look at Salazar's record, I've been emailing him ever since he got in office. You know, the first thing he did was introduce... the Attorney General. What's his name?
Alberto Gonzalez.
Yeah, to Congress, and you know, then he voted for the bankruptcy bill. Everything that he's done has just been as backwards as you could possibly get for what people in this country really need or want. And every time I email him, all I get back is one of his little canned responses that I'm sick of. I would like to see somebody step up and challenge him this next go around. The other day, I filled out my Democratic primary, and I was really, really sad with the fact that there was only one seat that was totally uncontested in the Democratic primary. And I've been a card-carrying Democrat since 1964, and this just isn't right. I mean, we do need choices, and we don't have them. It's take it or leave it.
Well, I think you do have choices. I mean, look, if you sat in CD7, you had a choice. I mean, they clearly made their choice there, and Ed's the man, and we back Ed. But
I don't live in 7. So
well, I mean, you know, I think it depends once again on where you live. But I think that it's too soon now to think about somebody challenging Salazar. I think once again the better solution is, even though you get those form letters back, they do take those things into account. And the better solution is to either write or call, and you can call and have in touch with a human being, and let him know how you feel. I mean, and enough of us do it, hopefully he'll react to the pressure, and that's what we can do now. And then let's see what comes when he stands for re-election. Let's see what happens if, you know, somebody comes forward or somebody doesn't. And as I said earlier, I would love to know what the higher ups, the more prominent people in the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado, feel about his stand towards Lieberman, and I'd love to know what the DNC would say about that. But I think the thing we got to do is we just got to impress upon him that we're not happy with the move. I don't know of any other thing to do right now, and I think it's too early to talk about that. And, you know, that's a road that I don't think that we really want to go down unless we absolutely have to. So I think the thing is you just got to try to make your feelings known, and you got to like try to get to him that way. That's the best thing to do, Terry, right now at this particular time. And if everybody emails and everybody calls, if there's enough of us, maybe he'll listen. Maybe he'll listen, and maybe he'll see that you know that we don't like the idea, that he doesn't respect the primary process. And you know what? I would cross party lines, and I would email, and I would call a Republican if a Republican did the exact same thing. I mean, I think it's a wrong thing to do, regardless of the party you're involved in. I think it's a wrong move to make to disrespect the voters in a primary situation. I just really feel that it's bottom line wrong, and I know you do too. Terry, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right, I'd love to talk to Josh in Highlands Ranch, who says some things Dems believe and leave the religious right out, or the religious left out, rather. And, you know, we don't. I mean, there's room for the religious left, too. It's just we just don't believe that, you know, we just don't believe, we believe in the separation of church and state, most of us. But I'd love to have that conversation with Josh, and maybe we can have it tomorrow morning after 9. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about Islam and what Islam really is as compared to what the media portrays it as being and what we hear about it. And we'll do that tomorrow along with a whole lot of other things. Have a great day. It's a good day.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Get the good stuff.